Yeah, frat care is good as own billiard room.
Yes, it's what do you call it, Kramer?
Billiard room.
No, not billiard. Not the billiards. It was...
Billiards room.
Come on already. Come on. We call it the...
The place to be.
The place to be. Yes, the place to be.
Then I shall be there.
Now, it's time. Live and in living color.
The Grandy Man can.
Time to play the game!
Well, you always left me satisfied and smiling, so...
That's what she said!
Why do I want this? I want to make bank, bro. I want to get ass. I want to drive a Range Rover.
Ways to Be Nation, Scott Criscola and Justin Rosero. This is the Place to Be podcast.
Very nice, Mr. Criscola.
Oh, I'm sorry, Dennis.
Isn't that what I just said? What is wrong with you?
Is it the Pelicans? I didn't know it was the Pelicans.
Oh,
I
like,
nothing
like...
about the word Pelicans.
Yes.
I work during the fucking day, okay?
And so then I'm doing this, and then he touches me, and I swear to God, this is going to sound, this is probably one of those you want to pull out the audio for your promo. He touches me with his voodoo stick.
Until you fancy to make a decision, Scott's stuck twisting in the wind, a pawn in your sick, cruel game of vacation domination. I don't know what the fuck the Department of Health is. I think this whole thing's a load of horseshit, Matt.
To do worse than Josh Richards.
And welcome back to another great episode of the one and only Place to Be podcast.
I am your co-host, Joe Rosero, deep inside the PTB Man Cave Studios. But I'm not alone in here tonight, like I usually am. Usually lonely, blowing my nose in silence. But tonight I am joined by my PIC live and in the flesh in the studio, Scott Criscola. Welcome.
JR, I finally see now what you do when you hit mute.
Yes, I am.
Blowing your nose, coughing, opening beers.
No. We're sitting uncomfortably close to each other, but it's okay.
Well, it's you and I, if it was anybody else.
I'm sitting on a partition in the couch.
I love the way that Man Cave version 2.0 looks. It's very nice.
Come along quite well.
We have the Tough Enough trophy on the bar across the room. And,
yes, we do.
And the singing football ship holder. And everything's great. But yes, it is a special weekend. I am in town. And as we always like to do to PTB Nation, we like to shock you with an extra episode when I am in this.
They're going
to
catch on at some point, I guess, and it won't be quite a shock. But
yes, that is true. And we try not to say anything on the other episodes that I'm coming in or not coming in. But
so anyway, we have a little something special for you. As you know, last time Scott was here, we busted out the tape collection and the movie collection and did Suburban Commando.
Yes.
So we figured, why not trek along the great movie career of Terry Hulk Bollea and continue on with the one and only Thunder in Paradise.
And what's special about this one tonight, JR, I can honestly tell you, this is one of the few movies that a wrestler's been in that I've never seen.
And I can honestly tell you it's one I've seen way too many fucking times.
Yes.
So this is not any episode of the TV show. This is actually the pilot movie that was released. Actually, I got to pull it up. I think it was 1994.
Well, it was definitely, we talked about this earlier, it was definitely when, excuse me, as we're doing this live.
Yes, we are drinking.
We are having some libations here, so not exactly the usual iced tea that I drink during our midweek shows. But this obviously was shot after Hulk Hogan left the World Wrestling Federation in the summer of 1993, because obviously the TV show was the catalyst for him going into...
Right, the rumor has it that Sting was there filming a scene, and they started talking, and he sent Bischoff out.
Yep, so... looks like it came out on...
Well, this is the series, yeah.
Is there the movie one? Well, if you type Thunder in Paradise, would it usually movie goes next to it, so...
Originally premiered as a straight-to-video feature film in September 93.
Okay, so he shot it right after he left the World Wrestling Federation.
Or during, if it came out in September 93.
Oh, yeah, so he must have shot it, yeah.
Maybe he was recording while he was gone in 93.
Well, because he did shave the... I know his big bushy mustache is not quite as bushy in early 93 when he was the whole, you know, Mega Maniacs feud with Money Inc. and all that. His mustache was not as bushy as it usually is, and neither was it on the show. So it might have shot it in the spring, and I don't think the movie had anything to do with him leaving. I think the fact that he was a was an asshole. It was the reason for him leaving.
Well, the whole thing is on YouTube if anyone wants to follow along with this, by the way. All the whole awesomeness. It's an hour. And no, actually, well, I said 104, so maybe it's broken into parts. But let's see. Yeah, video 1993.
September 22nd, 1993.
Can I see if it says when it was filmed? Oh, well, it doesn't matter. So let's pull up the cast here so we have it. And why don't we hit play? We have the original. Yes, I own the original video store version for Vidmark Entertainment.
Oh, it looks like the Vidmark. This is the beginning of a Michael Vincent video in his collection.
So we have...
Oh, there's a naked woman in front of a mirror, so maybe it is.
We do have some of the some previews here. The first one is for the awesome Dennis the Menace movie that came out around this time. Now, wait, why is Dave Seville in the in this movie as well?
Oh my God, is he Dennis's... Oh, there's the crushing of the... This is another one that I've
and,
seen.
And, what's his name? It's a judge from Judge Harry? It's not him, is
no,
it?
No, it's not Harry Anderson. No, it's not Harry Anderson.
Looks like him.
He wouldn't lower himself to that level of nature.
So apparently Dennis is an excavator of some sort in this movie.
Yes. What is? Who was that wrestler? It wasn't Outback Jack, but the other guy that had the... he had, like, the khaki outfits and the khaki shorts, and he was a wrestler explorer. Wasn't there another guy? Something Jack?
Outback Jack?
Outback Jack. The other guy.
Dave Taylor had that kind of look a little bit in the late 90s WCW.
Yeah, no, it was early. I think it was early 90s.
You sure it's this? You're not thinking of Lord Alfred from the thing we just watched?
Yes. Yes, Marlon Hayes. Yes. Anyway, this trailer.
This is the longest fucking trailer of all time.
Yeah, probably because it's...
I think it's the whole movie. Oh, this isn't even
this
original.
This is the sequel.
Dinosaur Hunter.
Oh, they made a sequel? Good
well,
God.
Vidmark, right? Straight to video.
Straight to video. Vidmark Entertainment presents Michael Vincent in...
More like Skidmark Entertainment. All right, what knockoff movie is this now? You know it's the early 90s because we got crude computer graphics and spiked hair.
Spiked hair and chicks with hair combed over to one side and guys with lots of braces and just like weird science.
No, it's like Richie Rich Part 2 or something.
My Bodyguard. Oh, Richie Rich, that's possible. Let's see. Oh, it's about taking steroids, I think.
It is. Well,
kind of.
He's doing some kind of blood doping.
Blood doping or something.
Or maybe he's cloning.
He's cloning. Whoa.
He did. He cloned himself.
He cloned himself. Wow, that's incredible.
Okay, so this nerd cloned himself to have a tough guy clone, I guess.
Yes. Okay. Yep, he's... There's lots of... Yeah, very bad. Monkeys in it, and... They obviously are twins. They must have been like the next... the male Olsons of the early 90s.
That is a hell of a basketball outfit.
This is awful. It looks like a bad version of Weird Science, which was one of the better 80s Anthony Michael Hall movies.
I can't believe they spent time and money making this.
Oh, this is awful. Whoa. Are they going to camp?
No, he's breaking hearts. That's all we know.
He's breaking hearts. He's the hitman.
The hell is going on?
Wow.
It is the Whiz Kid.
The Whiz Kid. You know why? Because he's a science whiz.
What an awful fucking movie that looks like. I hope that was the last trailer. I don't think I can handle a third one. I just want to get into our feature.
Yes. Vidmark Entertainment, ladies and gentlemen.
Looks like we got another one here.
Let's see. What is it? ET2?
I mean, it's Suburban Commando 2.
Maybe it's Small Wonder, the movie. Suburban Commando 2.
It is some kind of alien
thing. Kind of alien thing. Here we go. Oh, I don't know. He landed.
Touchdown!
One of them crashed in a... Oh. Landed in Africa or something. So one lap... Oh, boy. This doesn't look like it's going to go well. They look like little... Oh, God. Look like Yoda's... Looks like Yoda's retarded cousin.
Matt Rotella?
Yes, precisely. They are quite lumpy, so...
Back on the Serengeti.
Where's Jim?
This is brutal.
They are cross-eyed. Maybe it is Matt Rotella.
Maybe they saw him and decided to design this alien after him.
Yes. This is absolutely this is absolutely horrendous. I don't know what this is. Why do I feel this might be an Andrew Riesch's movie collection?
maybe.
It's entirely possible. In the tradition, but not exactly the quality of E.T.
No, no. There's a nun in it, though, so you're good.
No, yes. Okay, I can watch it then. There they are. Oh, this is terrible. That's the best they could do.
Nuki.
Okay. So we've seen Dennis the Menace sequel, The Whiz Kid, and Nuki.
Nuki. Two stupid-looking aliens.
Oh, my God. Another one?
No, I think we're heading into the... Oh, God.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. Are these...
The fuck is this?
They look like a bunch of Hasidic Jews with hats on. Oh, my, another church. Oh, it's got Terry Hatcher when she was, like, 15.
And...
Oh, and the kid from Karate Kid Part 2, the kid that got beat up in the end.
Will Smith's son?
Yes, Will Smith's son. No, the other Karate... The one during the 80s that nobody remembers. Terry Hatcher is an absolute nobody. Who's this dude? Somebody we know? Oh, it's Dice! It's a Dice movie!
this is
terrible.
It's quite the feature.
Yes. I remember seeing Adventures of Fort Fairlane in theaters. It was about as good as CB4. This is terrible. We have the kid from Karate Kid Part 2, the original, Dice, and Terry Hatcher when she was probably 14.
No, she's older than that. She'd be like 21.
She's definitely older than that. Yeah. The Brain Smasher. Doesn't Andy have that that jacket?
Yes.
With his Brain Smasher on it? This is like even pre-90s. This might even be like late 80s.
Well, no, because it's probably coming out on video now, so.
Yeah, it just seems like he's... I thought he got really old really fast.
Terry Hatch is a model that needs to be rescued, apparently.
Yeah, from some alien medicine thing, or...
It's simian crystals.
Maybe it's... Yes. Is it Fort Fairlane Part 2? God, I hope not. This is terrible. Oh, and... the other one is the girl from... I know her, too. Oh, it's actually called Brain Smasher? A love story.
Well, they gave away the ending.
Yep.
We already know what happens.
We already know what happens in the end. Is that kind of like, you know...
Wait, so is Karate Kid good or bad? Because now Dice has punched him.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, if there's another one, we're fast-forwarding. All right, I'm fast-forwarding. We got to get to this movie here.
Yeah, I don't even think this... Is this even a good movie?
None of them are.
Oh, this looks like, yeah, that's true. This looks like a happy movie. Oh, happy... Oh, wait, Tracy Lords is in it.
No,
okay, this is a Michael Vincent special.
This does not look happy.
Jimmy Smits. Oh, man. This is when he was kind of struggling to pick Marg Helgenberger. She's in this. And Marge, not Marge.
Is this Feel the Dreams, too?
No. Looks like another bad alien movie or some type of weird horror. What is this? Oh, it's the Tommyknockers. Based on a great... And what was this, a Jimmy Fund commercial right
yeah,
after?
Yeah, I think so.
Make a wish.
All right, here we go.
All right, finally.
At our feature presentation.
Feature presentation. Turn all cell phones off.
Get your popcorn. We open on the ocean.
No, or the bay. More like a lake.
The bay.
Hot blonde chick. This is a better start than Suburban Commando, that's for sure.
Yes. Well, you didn't like Hulk Hogan flying around in a spaceship? No. Burke Schwartz Bonnen Entertainment presents...
Rotella Vincent Hinchy.
Almost. Rotella.
Rotella. I think that's the disease you get when you stand too close to him.
So these chicks are laying on a boat, sipping some margaritas,
is,
living
bikinis.
The high life.
That's right. Living large.
Down in Tampa Bay. That's all I'm going to guess this is.
Oh.
Now the music's picking up. The drinks are shaking because
uh-oh.
Something's coming.
Something's coming. Where is it? Oh, the hot blonde who, I don't know who that is, wake up. Oh, they're all turning. Uh-oh. No men on this boat. Well, there's one guy driving. some asshole in a mullet.
And here it comes. Thunder!
Thunder, the name of the boat. I see.
Yeah, yeah. Speedboat flying into the picture, and we get some great cuts. And here we have RJ Hurricane Spencer and Martin Brubaker. Portrayed, of course, by Hulk Hogan. Terry Hulk Hogan, who has a patch.
Why does he have an eye patch?
Well, he had a bad eye.
And there he is, the iconic Chris Lemon.
As Brew.
Who probably did nothing else before this.
And nothing after.
And nothing after it either.
Oh,
you know,
what a graphic.
Oh, it's awesome. Can you... It even... The movie even opens like a TV show. You can tell that this is what they were leaning towards.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like an extended preview.
Yeah.
Pilot episode.
It's like a long trailer, yeah.
So here we go. The boat. The sleek black boat.
Brew.
Cutting
Brubaker.
Through the water.
Yes. So these guys...
I want a cool nickname like Brew.
Felicity Waterman.
Yeah, she portrays Megan Whittaker.
Okay, there we go. Let's see some other names here as we give you the opening credits. Definitely with a TV show feel, though.
So these guys are ex-Navy SEALs, by the way. You can tell by their hats.
Oh, Carol Alt.
Yeah,
well-known
plays,
model.
Kate LaRue.
Yeah, he wishes.
Oh, right here, Kate LaRue.
Kate LaRue. Oh, thank God it's a different spelling. Carol Alt was married to former Rangers player Ron Greshner.
Robin Weissman will be portraying Jessica Whittaker.
Okay. She was also on Carol Alt was on a couple of SI swimsuit covers in the 80s.
And Chris Lemon is Brew.
Brew. We Patrick McNee, Brew. Who was in a couple of Bond films. Sam Jones, who was also a Flash Gordon back in the early 80s. And Charlotte Ray, like Mrs. Garrett, is in this?
Yes, Mrs. Garrett. Garrett's in this. We just talked about her the other night.
She plays someone named Lola.
Girls! Girls!
Your production designer is right. Oh, no, we have to go the rest of the
No, place. I think we're good.
No, I got to get there. All right, looks like they're in some type of...
The hull.
Yes, the hull of... Oh, wow. So it's a big boat.
Well, Brew's down there, and he's scoping out the... I don't know. He's blowing his nose.
He's got a cold.
He
blew it right in Hogan's ear.
Yeah. Right away, we're off of the corny jokes. So here we are. We're inside this control center.
Mm-hmm.
And Hurricane Spencer's still outside navigating the boat, but Brew's in there scouting out for the bad guys, I'm guessing.
Yep. This is where Hogan's hair was looking ridiculously fake.
So, I mean, maybe this is in Miami. I can't imagine there's too many bad guys that they got to hunt down in a speedboat in Tampa Bay or Orlando.
No, but that's a big-ass speedboat, though. I can imagine how big the lower area is where he's hanging out. Now we're in a very more quaint... Oh, we're in Puerto Manati, Cuba.
Okay.
All right. At least they pointed out to us.
And we have some typical Cuban assassins here.
Yes.
And a lady with a child.
Hiding in the shrubs while a Jeep comes at them with a gun barrel. Oh, the kind of stereotypical Fidel Castro regime of killers.
Well, obviously you've never been to Cuba. This is very accurate.
Yes, that is true.
And this guy must be the leader because he's got the red beret.
He's got the red beret. The rest only have green hats on. So.
Now she's speaking to her son in Spanish, and they're hiding. You can tell they're trying to escape. And we can only hope Hurricane Spencer and the Brubaker are on their way.
She just called the Broob.
The Broob.
The Broob.
It's my boy, the Broob.
Was this before or after Nanny Mom or Mr. Nanny?
Mr. Nanny's before this.
Oh, okay.
That should have technically been next in the chronology.
Yes.
I couldn't pass up Thunder in Paradise.
Nope. Hogan has now come downstairs. Oh, I'm sorry. What's his name again?
Hurricane Spencer.
Okay. Spencer comes downstairs. Oh, look at that incredible cachet of weapons. Nice little armory there.
I'm pretty sure the inside of this is the same as General Suter's ship from Zurb and Commando. Yes. I think they just kept it.
Yes. More walls.
Hogan has a very interesting outfit. He's got a tight black cutoff and that he's taking off now. He's got a black Kevlar on.
Kevlar underneath, and he's throwing on some vests of weapons.
And he's got these tight black fucking shorts on.
Does he wear this patch the whole movie?
I hope so.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure he does.
I think he should have added it to
his... It's an old Navy SEAL injury.
That's true. He should add it to his wrestling character as well. Of course, Hogan is clearly not as ripped as he had been, of course.
Right.
This is when the steroids tailed off and he was a little smaller.
He's still in pretty good shape.
Oh, yeah. Obviously in very good shape. As is Brew. The Broob. Big shape.
The Broob boy.
Good shape.
And now they went into complete stealth mode, so the Cubans can't pick them up on their elaborate tracking schemes.
Their elaborate tracking huge, gigantic boat. Because, you know, all you have to do is look out into the water and, wow, there's a boat.
So I'm surprised Vince didn't see this and immediately hire Hogan back, just to how great it was.
Yeah, and, you know, he was trying... I wonder if at the time in the early 90s he was trying to expand, you know, the empire. Of course, money was not as flowing free as it would be later on in the decade, but you never know. Oh, now the woman and the child are hiding behind some beat-up-looking shack or something, and now they're running across a road into, like, a barn or something.
You know it's early 90s because he's got jean shorts on.
Of course. The jorts have come out.
Second pair of jorts we've seen today.
Yes, the second pair of jorts we have seen today. Oh.
Uh-oh. Turns out their secret stealth mode failed, and now they're vulnerable. And Brew is not happy.
Oh,
and Hurricane's even less happy, staring him down.
Yeah, and it sounds like the computer was talking in Spencer's voice.
Yeah. All right, Brew admits he screwed it up. He wants to abort, but Hurricane wants to go on with the mission.
Commie Pinkos.
Yeah, a lot of communists, diehard communists with automatic weapons, and they know that they're there.
It doesn't matter. Oh, there's a guy, it looks like there's a murder or something in exile in Cuba. Oh, we're jacking up the, now they're driving on the inside. How big could this boat be? My God.
It's huge. It's thunder.
But how low could it be, obviously, if they're, you know.
You gotta rain down the thunder in paradise. You need a piece of machinery to get it done.
Are we gonna see Suter in this?
No, I think he had passed away by this point.
Oh, that's terrible. Who's that old lady? What's she doing? Am I on the wrong set?
They're in the Cuban market.
Look at the size of that bread. Wow.
Oh, what else are you gonna do besides make bread in Cuba?
Huge loaf. A hide. Make weapons. Oh, look, there's a goat. This guy's hitting people with bread.
I think that's the same old lady from Suburban Commando that was checking the fruit. They brought her back.
Yes. Exactly.
I think I got a good one.
All right, so... Oh. Somebody's in a microwave. Oh.
All right, Spencer's Hogan's cooking rice.
Hot pocket.
I think he's making rice. He's got a carbo load.
That's right.
See, he was onto the carbo load thing way back then.
Yeah. Oh, who could he just white rice? God, man, he's going to put it on salt and pepper.
He does. He needs the energy.
He needs the energy.
He needs the starch. I'll tell you, I like Lemon's delivery in this.
Yeah, he's taking it very seriously, like it's Oscar winning. And that's good, because somebody needed to. As Hogan just cuts, you know, I'm sorry, Spencer. Oh, it'll take me a while before
they have a fucking, like, IMAX screen inside this boat.
I know. with a 1.5-inch tape deck and kind of random, you know, handles and joysticks everywhere. We don't know. Oh, and now they're looking at the radar and they're seeing all these little guys running through the woods. We have to, by the end of this movie, we'll find out what other things Chris Lemon has done in his illustrious cinematic career.
Oh, let's see.
What is Chris Lemon? I know he was on another. Wasn't he on Small Wonder? No, he couldn't.
Was that him? He's a lookalike son of Jack Lemon.
Wow, is that his son?
My Dog the Space Traveler is his most recent piece. Well, he was in all the Thunder in Paradises, of course, the whole season, and then all the follow-up movies. Thunder in Paradise 2, Thunder in Paradise 3, Wishmaster.
He was even in Thunder in Paradise, the interactive video game. Did you play the video game?
I did not. Oh. Basic Value, Sex, Shock, and Censorship in the 90s.
90s, Lena's Holiday. Midnight Caller, I remember that.
Knots Landing.
Oh, wow.
Corporate Affairs.
Open House.
That's
Dad.
Life.
Duet. I remember that show.
Cannonball Run 2.
Oh, he was terrible in Cannonball
Run. He was in Chips for an episode.
Too Close for Comfort. Uncommon Valor.
Brothers and Sisters.
COD.
Airport 77.
Breaking Away. I think that's cycling show.
Nothing. Can you stop burping in my face? We're sitting way too close.
I turned on that one.
Oh, my Lord.
Ugh.
These guys, can we get to the fucking mission already? We spent 20 minutes with them preparing.
Yes, and talking about rice. And
finally, Hogan's going out on a jet ski thing here. What is that? Is that a jet ski? Wave runner?
Yeah, looks like a jet. Oh, it's pointing up.
There he goes!
Yes.
He's ejaculated into the ocean by the boat.
Yes. Lots of foam everywhere. Oh my God, there he is!
And now they're firing fucking missiles at him that he's dodging on this wave runner. Legit missiles.
Yeah, we're talking like out of bazookas.
And he's dodging them in the water.
He's driving a prowler. That's what it's called. Oh, there's the... Oh, blew up a poor defenseless rowboat. Or speedboat.
Yeah, it's not a rowboat,
speedboat. Oh, he's doing some wheelies.
Let's call this lady Maria and her son...
Pablo?
Huevos.
His son's name is Eggs?
Yes.
My son's name is Eggs.
We got Brew and Eggs.
Brew and Eggs. Look, trying to
this
save...
This fucking dumb prick jumps up and waves and gives away where they are. Fucking Huevos.
Yeah, no wonder his name's Eggs.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, here he comes. Here comes evil Che Guevara there with the red beret.
Get back to our cabin. We need to roll some cigars.
Yes. Oh, now we're driving the... Oh, look at that. Driving the boat with
I think he's playing Golden Tee on the boat.
Yes. with the ball. Oh, Soviet-made werewolf gunships.
Uh-oh. These guys are fucking...
Oh, now he's standing up on the prowler. Oh, now he ditched the prowler.
He just dives into the water.
Dives into the water.
Well, it's easier to dodge bazookas when you're swimming in the water.
Yes, that is true. And the prowler's going on its own. Oh, that water looks disgusting.
Yeah. Well, they are in Cuba.
They are in Cuba, that's true.
Hogan is out swimming, or I'm sorry, RJ is swimming.
Yes.
And we have six guys firing machine guns at him, and he's dodging those bullets.
Yes. With the Che Guevara guy and his beret there.
Oh. All right, now this is epic. So now they're standing on a dock, and RJ goes under the water and knocks the dock down by pushing the columns under the water as they're firing machine guns at him.
He is such a hero.
This is epic.
Such a hero.
And here we go. The dock collapses.
And Che Guevara and his cronies fall into the water.
And Hogan has ended communism.
Yes.
Woohoo! Cuba's now free.
Cuba's now free, and he still has an eye patch. Oh, there's more dudes. Another six guys shooting... Oh, look, the cover's on the Thunder now. They've covered the Thunder. It's not opened anymore.
Well, you have to.
Yeah.
It's a bulletproof glass.
Yep. Well, he's now climbing into the deck here, where the other guys with the guns ran away. Tremendous MIDI music for this movie as well. Dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun. I think they used the same song when Kramer and Newman were chasing, or Jerry and Newman were chasing each other through the apartment building.
Boop, boop, boop.
Hogan's now scaling this tin hut.
Yes.
A bridge or whatever the hell that is.
Brew is becoming one of my favorite
Brew's awesome. Brew's a badass. Get that fucking...
crazy poof haircut.
Yeah, I was going to say, what's that? Fred Willard?
Fred Willard.
He's got the Willard.
The Willard. Oh, Hogan, RJ, I was about to call RJ Hogan. Almost called RJ Brewer.
RJ and Brew.
RJ and Brew.
That's where he got the name. I got to ask him.
Yeah, he might have stole it. Might have did it on review. You never know. So now there's the Jeep with the other Che Guevara and the mom and Huevos there who gave them away. Egg Boy.
Fucking Huevos.
Meanwhile, RJ is scaling the tin shacks.
Yeah, he's basically keeping up with them on foot across the roof of these buildings,
you know,
while they're on a Jeep.
Because he's 100% amazing, that's why.
That's right. Oh, and he busts down through the bridge.
Oh, smacks into him in the head.
And he just happens to land in the Jeep. Good
timing.
Yeah,
perfect timing. And he throws RJ. He just threw a forearm shiver to RJ. To Che's face. And he takes Maria and Egg Boy to safety. And there's the...
Here he comes. Here comes Thunder.
Here comes Thunder.
And he's going to fire. Bruce, he's going to fire
a fucking fire
rocket.
A cool missile.
Rockets.
Wow, look at that. Superimposed. Hope he doesn't miss.
Boom.
Okay, good, he didn't. Blew up the Jeep.
This is quite the mission by these two ex-Navy SEALs. Or maybe they're still in the Navy SEALs. Oh, no, they're ex-Navy SEALs. He's also a confirmed bachelor, struggling to make ends meet. It's quite the depth. Oh, it's also Rhode Island Day at Fenway Park.
Just noticed that. I had no idea that Paul Konerko was from Rhode Island.
Oh, yeah.
Where'd he go to school? Is he from this neck of the woods? Or?
Pretty sure he's from West Warwick.
Oh, there we go. Of course, your boy Rocco.
Oh, no, maybe he's North Park. Let me look it up.
Then there's your boy Rocco,
yes,
who went to your alma mater, Archbishop. Red Sox started late today. They're playing the Blue Jays at Fenway. Rainy day here in the Northeast.
I was born in Providence.
Oh, okay. What about Ken Ryan? They said some guy named Ken Ryan was a major leaguer from Rhode Island. He's
Pawtucket.
Pawtucket.
Played 7 years.
Of course, the longest game, professional baseball game in history, was played in Pawtucket.
Mm-hmm.
1982. The Paw Sox and the Rochester Orioles or whatever, played 33 innings. Wade Boggs was in that game. We're trying to kill time while
mission is still going on.
Yeah, while RJ, Maria, and Huevos are trying to escape the camp or the fishing village from hell or whatever the hell this is.
And now they all dive into the water.
Maybe the mother will hold the kids, you know, and kill them for letting them, getting them out of the shadows there, sticking his head up. Meanwhile.
Now they're all somehow managed to get
out. Well, they found the prowler. Where'd that come from? Was that on a joystick, too?
They quickly got off the out of the water and onto this thing and took off pretty fast.
I think you and I need to have a Thunder, a PTB Thunder.
Yeah, we do. Need. Just ride around in it.
Just ride around with a rowboat and lots of weapons.
Now that it's firing rounds at all the Cubans out of Thunder.
Destroying all the shacks and everything.
This must be some important woman and kid.
Yeah, really. Huevos.
No, they haven't gotten back in Thunder yet, right?
No, I think they're still riding the prowler. Oh, we got some Black Hawk helicopters
Jesus
coming
Christ.
In.
Jesus Christ.
Friggin' five of them.
What the hell kind of mission is this?
We're definitely in...
All right, so they're back in now, because Brewer's talking Spanish to random people. Okay, here we go.
Okay, there we go. Oh, they just pulled the prowler in.
Let's see how quick RJ can dry off here.
Yes.
I can't determine if the Blackhawks are with them or against them.
I don't know either.
Does Cuba have Blackhawk helicopters?
No, well, I doubt it. Blackhawks are made at Sikorsky in Stratford, Connecticut, for the military. So unless they stole them.
Well, do
them.
They have Blackhawk-esque helicopters?
Blackhawk. Well, I'm sure they probably do. Oh.
Put on the turbo boosters.
Uh-oh. Air pressure problems.
Brew's gonna get his shit together. This is twice he's fucked up this mission.
Twice we've had mechanical errors. And the thing talks in RJ voice.
The helicopters are closing in fast, so
yeah,
I guess
so they're
against
definitely the bad guys. Yeah, they're definitely the bad guys.
And it kicks in just in time.
As we found some stock news footage of
right?
The Blackhawks shooting missiles.
And they just barely miss Thunder as we get to the safe haven. And there's the official thumbs up.
Thumbs up. And there it is.
We get to the safe haven of the Miami waters.
And now we're at Newark Airport. This is Continental Airlines. Oh, there's Patrick McNee. Oh, the Sun Coast of Florida. That's Patrick McNee right there with the gray hair. Former, again, he was in a James Bond film.
And now we're on the beach.
And there's plenty of chicks.
That was a quick ending to that mission.
All right. Is that the end of the movie? Oh,
yeah,
no.
We're done. That's it.
That's it? Okay.
It's Pink Hotel.
Pink Hotel, obviously. South Beach.
And we have the typical Jamaican beat music. So yes, it's nowhere
looks,
in
it looks
paradise.
Like the, it looks like the opening of Baywatch.
Yeah, basically. Oh, that was big back in the early 90s. The beach culture.
Yep.
You know, Weekend at Bernie's.
Weekend at Bernie's. And what was that? What was that bad movie with Keanu Reeves and Break?
Speed.
Point Break.
Oh.
No, point Speed. No, Point Break and
Speed 2.
Speed 2. He went from doing Bond movies to this.
Do you want to move some more? This is basically a Bond movie.
It is. Hulk Hogan is James Bond.
It's quite the walking stick he has.
Yes, it is.
He's surveying the hotel smugly.
Maybe surveying the women. No, maybe he's a director.
A lot of colorful bikinis here. Is that Leonardo DiCaprio walked by? I think it was.
It might very well be.
Pretend it was.
Might have needed the movie. Wow, that was pretty deep right there. Making out right there under the showers. Wow, what kind of movie is this?
Paradise! It's Thunder in Paradise.
Yes, it is.
I'll tell you, for an 80-year-old guy, this guy moves around pretty quick around this hotel complex.
Yes, yes, with his $5,000 cane.
And here she is, the big Kate LaRue. Oh, yep. Was that her? Yeah, that was her.
Then. Yep.
Talking about Frankie, the bird. Yes. Dan Severin in the shower.
What was that? Is that or Big Billy Busey? One or the other.
All right, we've literally just had like 2 minutes now of, beach shots.
Of show beach shots. And
there we had no brevity in this movie, apparently.
And everything is slow motion jiggling chests. No, there's Kate LaRue.
Okay,
right there.
There's Kate LaRue. She's working
Walt.
The bar.
Yeah, I don't know who the other chick was. Well, these two guys. Is that Johnny Ace and Shane Douglas?
Working for tips.
Uh-oh. Is she going to do the...
Of course. That's what everyone does in the late 80s, early 90s. Ties the bow with the cherry stick.
No, they tie the...
stem.
Tie the cherry stem. Good.
These guys are right out of 90210.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Extras.
Oh, yeah.
I think definitely, it's definitely. I think that one guy was
Steve, like Steve right there.
I think it was Steve Sanders, the kid who played his brother.
Yes, that's right. I forgot about that one. That's right. Kid who played Steve's brother, who used to, I think he sold it. Jimmy Hart.
And we have the debut of Ed Leslie. And is that Hercules? He's arm wrestling.
I have to check that again. Kara Ault's talking to.
Looks like a reporter.
Looks like Jack Tunney.
Look at trying to get some gossip here.
Looks like he's playing with the crossword puzzle. Oh yeah, that's definitely Jack Tunney.
Yeah, he's looking for some. He's looking for an inside scoop about. I think if I remember correctly, it's about the future of the hotel.
Oh, there's our old guy again with again two.
So what's his name in real life?
Who, the old guy?
Yeah,
Patrick McNee.
Okay, so Ed Whitaker.
Yes.
So Ed Whitaker here is looks like maybe he's trying to buy the hotel or something.
Hmm. Oh, Carol okay. Alt has a terrible accent. I don't know what she's. Is that like Brooklyn or something? Terrible accent.
It's something about a will, and he found a loophole in the will, and now he's going to be able to take over the whole hotel. I think, is she doing a Boston accent?
I have no idea what it is, but it's truly terrible.
Big Witty here is
Big Witty
macking on a couple bitches.
Oh. Is this the daughter?
Yeah, I believe this is Jessica Whitaker, or so Megan Whitaker. Oh, here's Charlotte
Ray. This is Garrett.
Whitaker! This is Lola Miller. I'm guessing she works the hotel.
Oh, my God.
Okay, oh. So there's some beef within this family over this hotel.
Yes, and nobody likes him, apparently.
So is this Felicity Waterman or Robin Weissman? Do you know?
Maybe they'll say her name.
Okay, yeah. So whoever this woman is in charge of the hotel, and Big Wit is trying to take it away from her.
Yep.
Due to some clause in the will. She said that he broke his promise to never enforce the secret clause.
The secret Santa Claus.
This close.
This close. So now he's going to take it. Nobody else. So he's the unhappy bad guy. Very explicit.
So something with her father, the father's will, it was something explicit that she did not follow, and he's exploiting that. Oh, okay.
Oh, she needed a husband.
She's going to get married in 48 hours.
Oh, that sounds like a typical early 90s plot right here.
I wonder who's coming as the husband.
Mm-hmm.
So Thunder's pulling back up, and the Maria and Huevos are cheering.
Yep, Maria and Huevos. There he is, throw it up there, lifting the kid up. Oh, look at this. Wow, there's a Huevos party.
That must be his dad.
Yeah. Man, that is one badass boat, I gotta say.
So I wonder, is this Miami now? Are we back in Miami?
I guess we are.
There's a lot of Cuban flags, though.
You're the best in spores. What?
No, Spencer.
Oh, Spencer. Is he wearing business socks?
I don't know.
Just high boots.
Hogan's now switched to his fun trunks.
Yes. Jams.
And the family's been reunited thanks to... and here's Hurricane's...
Is that his daughter?
It must be.
Is this one of those, the wife died a long time ago kind of thing?
Much better beats good.
I want that Mercury Rising hat that Brew has on.
All right, so who's this little chick?
Mercury
here?
Racing, not Mercury name. Rising.
Mercury
Rising. I said Mercury Rising.
He knew the movie was coming, so he was prepared with the hat.
Yes. That's that must be the kid. Is there a kid?
Yeah, I don't see a name, though.
Hmm.
All right, so his eyes messed up. So maybe it's still that injury from WrestleMania 9.
Oh, I guess so. Now he's all right, showing so, pictures of hammerhead sharks.
So RJ says he decided to leave the Navy and build Thunder himself due to all the politics.
Yeah. Pot calling the kettle black there.
I don't know who this girl is. I don't... Cindy, maybe? No, Heather Hagerman? Cindy?
Maybe. He's telling this great story about how he was battling the shark in the wind, in the water.
No, that's not her, is it? Whoever it is the big Tampa Bay Buccaneers fan.
No, I don't think it's her.
No, she was in the league.
Oh, there you go.
Cindy.
She was in the Water Boy, too.
It can't be her, then. I don't know who this is.
I don't know who this is either. But anyway, he's the kid. He's telling the kid the story of the battle he had with this hammerhead shark.
I don't know if it's his daughter now that I'm seeing it.
And then he just stuck his hand. Oh, funny joke.
Yeah.
You're a funny guy, RJ.
And now he just rubbed the shark guts.
Shark guts all over her face. And then he's rubbing it on her clothes.
I don't know if there's anything
worse. What is he doing?
He's excavating the shark corpse.
No, oh, she's staring at its eye.
Fucking Miami.
What is going on here?
Weirdos.
What did he just pull out?
A license plate.
A license plate. That's cool. Wow, a shell. Oh my god, look, it's the world title I won at WrestleMania 9.
I think that can apply to all walks of life. The more junk they eat, the better they taste.
Yes.
Pay attention now to this necklace they found inside the shark. Because it definitely comes in handy later.
Okay.
Big part of the story.
It looks like a necklace or something. Who is he looking at when he said that? It's like he's looking off camera.
There's nothing worse than when Hogan tries to be like the fun-loving dude.
Yeah. The Scuttlebutt. What's the Scuttlebutt? Is
that's
that like a
bar.
Restaurant? Oh, it's the bar? Okay.
That's where...
So he's taking an underage girl to a bar.
No, it's a beach bar, so everyone can go.
Oh, so everybody can. Everybody can go. It's a lot of fun and games.
Well, it's even safer that he's parasailing with her. Tied to him.
Yep.
Isn't this how Beefcake got messed up? Maybe this is where it happened.
Yes. Yeah, maybe it was this little girl's knees that caved into his face. No, they're related, so...
No, they're not related.
Well, it's just her uncle.
Oh, yeah, she's related to the other guy.
Yeah, the old guy. We're trying to still
figure out... They're all the Whitaker family.
Yeah, they're all Whitaker. There's a lot of Whitakers here.
We just don't know if she's Megan or Jessica.
Yes, we're not sure.
Or Ed... No, Edward's the old guy.
Oh, she's taking Jack Tunney's camera to take a picture of...
I'm piecing it together now. Uh-oh. That's her daughter. She's not happy.
Oh.
So, wait.
Oh, my God, she's going to hit those guys' knees into her face.
So, the little girl's Jessica.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, born 1984.
Okay, that makes sense. That would make her 10.
She hasn't been in much. She was in Three Men and a Little Lady.
Oh.
And she's in the Thunder in Paradise TV series as well.
And that was the last thing she was in.
Wrapped it up. All right, so this is Megan Whitaker, and she's not very happy. She's letting RJ have it for... I mean, I can't blame her. Yeah, RJ's trying to act like it's no big deal, but he's the one that's walking around in tight bikini briefs...
Yes.
...carrying around this 9-year-old girl on a fucking parasail.
On a parasail. He's not exactly hiding the fact that he's, you know, wearing something Skimpy. Oh, there's Jack Tunney taking pictures of the necklace. Pictures of the necklace. What does Jack Tunney want with the necklace?
No, I think he's just taking pictures.
Oh, okay.
Wow, how fucking condescending. He's even condescending in this movie. I'm sorry if you think parasailing's too dangerous for Jess. Yes. Well, fuck you. It is dangerous.
My friend survived a bad parasailing accident, okay?
Now here comes some slut coming over and
wanting a piece. Nicole. Is there a Nicole? Who's that?
How's it going, Nicole?
Hey, what? There's somebody named Cuban Man? Oh, that breaks it down.
Nicole is Lisa Stahl.
Lisa Stahl. Oh, I think I've seen her in stuff. When she's gotten older and less. Oh, is this like their hangout?
Yeah, this is the house. They're going to live somewhere.
Oh.
She's been in Pacific Blue, Torture TV, VIP, Sliders.
Silk Stockings? What other pre-Raw shows has she been on?
NYPD.
Oh, she was in Jerry Maguire. Maybe that's where I saw her. Oh, she was in Baywatch Nights.
Murphy Brown.
The Watcher.
Married with Children. Baywatch.
Wow.
So she came back for the TV series.
Ellen. Interesting.
So now Brew is just yelling at Thunder. Yes, he's yelling at the boat for humiliating him.
Because the boat dropped the ball twice.
So Hogan's busy macking the bitches, and Brew's here like a fucking weirdo screaming at this boat.
Screaming at the boat, but he looks like the tech dork of the combo, so.
He's angry at the boat for embarrassing him in front of his best friend.
Yes. With his poofy haircut.
I think he should have grown a little rat tail for this movie. I think it would have went well.
Yes. I think I'm getting a Mercury Racing hat.
I prefer Mercury
Racing. Did they make any Brew action figures? Did they make any Thunder in Paradise figures?
I don't think so.
No, because they all be on the walls here in the man cave, of course, so.
It's very true.
Yes. So he's working on the motor or whatever, smiling devilishly.
That's a big sun.
Ugh. Gorgeous night. And there's Hogan looking out. That's definitely not Chris Lemon's chiseled back.
No.
So.
He's taking
here comes
stock of his life.
Oh, looks like your old Ford. Looks like your old Jeep.
Yeah, I think it is. Brew just went shopping for the boys.
Looking all macked. Look at him. Hey. He looks like a ninja. What's with those pants? very fluffy.
Fucking black pants tucked into his boots.
Look at that. Various weapons on the wall. Knives.
It's a fucking creepy house.
Jesus. Ninjas. Maybe he is a ninja. Look, it doesn't even have a door. You just kind of walk in. It's kind of like a cabin.
Not even. They live like in a fucking bungalow, these two guys.
He's very upset. Maybe that's his ex-wife. Is that his ex-wife, that chick, or no?
I don't think so.
No? Okay.
I don't think that's his daughter at all. I think it's just...
Some...
They all hang down at the Hullabaloo.
At the Hullabaloo or the
Scuttlebutt.
The Hullabaloo. Oh, look at that cool snakeskin belt he has with that huge buckle. Serious scene.
All right, so Brew and RJ lost the contract to build some boats with a similar prototype to Thunder. So it's a big blow to them financially now. Their plans to get married have been thwarted.
Exactly. And expanding a second floor to the bungalow. I got an idea.
Well, this is an intense... Listen to that. Because these big dinosaur builders.
Builders, boats, and stuff. Why doesn't he tell RJ to go onto the beach and start arm wrestling for money?
Alright, so RJ sunk all his money into this boat, and now they lost.
So now they're sleeping in the bungalow, can't pay groceries.
They can't pay off the loans, brother. Wow, I would have lost that bet if you had Brew to say the first brother.
I know, yeah.
Oh, there we go. Bank is repossessing Thunder next Friday. What do you care? It didn't fucking work and you needed it anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Get a new boat.
Hogan's got he could sell these fucking snakeskin boots if he needed the cash.
Exactly.
Apparently they grow plants as well.
Did he wear those?
Was that pot?
Maybe they might need it now.
They live in fucking Miami. They can't find a way to make money dealing
Brew
drugs.
Brew looks like he's kind of sad. Like, I'm
well,
sorry.
Well, maybe they shouldn't have left the fucking Navy SEALs.
Exactly. They could be killing communists overseas, and maybe you shouldn't dress as a ninja with those sexy black pants on, and then maybe everything will be fine. Look at that. Poor Thunder. She's going to be owned by Bank of America. Executives are going to be driving through the waters. That's the coolest thing I've ever seen.
That's it. He's tapping out.
He's tapping out. He's wearing the same cross he always wears.
So does this mean he's going to kill himself? He's tapping out. He's punched out.
Sorry to hear that. Now he's going to... Bruce giving him a savat kick.
Okay. Now wow. They're literally fighting.
Wow. I said savat kick. Meanwhile, they did little... Oh, and then they high... Oh, yeah, you see that? They thumbs upped each other. Oh, I thought they'd do the savat kick. There it is! Yeah! There's the savat kick.
So now they're pretending to fight, basically, to test each other's ninja skills.
Yes. Hogan's turn. Remember the day that he won the IWGP World title back in 1981?
And now RJ faking a thumb injury like the heel that he is.
Yes.
And now they're still mock fighting here. This is ridiculous.
Really? Your lives are about to fall into the toilet, and you're play fighting on the deck.
Oh, what else are you going to do?
While Thunder's crying. Well, that was terrible.
And he kicked him on the nuts on the way down. What the hell was that?
But he got out of the way like 30 feet before he jumped, and then he jumped anyway.
Oh, it's nice water.
Now you got my... Oh, God. Now you got my ninja pants wet.
You dog.
You dog. Brew, I'm sorry. Here, pull my broken thumb.
He's the one who ran at him off the fucking dock, and he's apologizing.
He kicked him in the nuts.
You dog. You dirty black dog.
You dirty black dog. We're just holding back.
This is like fucking Rocky and Apollo on the beach.
Yes, we're waiting for the uncomfortable hug to come next.
This is the fire of speech. Brew talking about the blood, sweat, and tears, Jolter style.
Yeah, into that thunder. That's right.
He's pushing all the right buttons. RJ's getting all fired up.
This movie's, what, about 20 minutes old, and Hogan has been shirtless for 17 of it.
Yes, that's okay, though. Show off the goods.
Yes. Well, looking for his next contract. Where's his next match? He doesn't know. He's got to stay in shape. He doesn't know when his next match is, so. A little puff of wind there, Spencer, with your snakeskin boots.
I like how they share a car as well.
Did you find this highly uncomfortable? No, not at all, huh? I guess not.
It's not as uncomfortable as sitting on this fucking bar I'm sitting on. All right, apparently Megan Whitaker's a horseback rider or something. Yep. She's wearing the most uncomfortable looking suit.
Yeah, in the middle of the ocean. Mrs. Garrett's trying to make her feel better. Oh, her and Mrs. Garrett are getting married. That's awesome. That's Megan.
So Charlotte Ray's basically saying, how far are you willing to go to make this thing happen?
Yep. What are we looking at here?
She thinks that maybe just someone out there, just white, just right, and just white enough.
Just white enough.
And here we go.
Oh, here comes Carol Alt and her bad...
Well, she's obviously the laid-back one.
Derek LaRue and her bad...
She's telling Megan Whitaker that RJ Hurricane Spencer is the right guy to do this. And Jesse's crazy about her.
Are you both insane? What was all these bad accents in this movie? The Monstrous Thunderboat.
She says the only thing he likes better than the Monstrous Thunderboat is being a bachelor.
Yeah, however, he will be giving up that boat if he doesn't get a job soon.
I know.
Oh. Oh, Spencer's on the hook, so... Well, it looks like Carol Alt with the bad accent and your boy Brew there.
A little something going on here.
A little hijinks in the scuttlebutt.
And here we are, back at the arm wrestling. Now we have...
Oh my God, are you serious?
Jim Neidhart and Brutus Beefcake.
Why would he not be doing this with no shirt on? He walks around aimlessly elsewhere with no shirt on.
And Jimmy Hart is the referee for this arm wrestling.
Jimmy? There he is, the beefer.
Beefcake is so fucking juiced, it's ridiculous.
Beefcake better be careful. If he stays in the sun too long, his face is going to melt.
And Anvil easily defeats him.
That's Anvil's best...
Lord. Beefcake has these short cut-off jeans.
Yes.
And this, like, skimpy tank top on. And he's got the worst highlighted mullet.
Now he's getting in some chick's face.
And Anvil's just screaming at people.
Oh, he's fat there, too.
He's always been fat.
That's true.
Here we go. Hogan and Brew. Oh, my Lord. Brew has some bitchin' Zubaz on. Oh, we even got a classic Neidhart laugh here.
Oh, this is incredible. Where's the hitman when you need him?
Oh, I just hold up a stack of ones. You want some money,
you
chump?
You want some money, chump? It's like $6.
Not a lot of people living high on the hog here in Miami.
No. Well, he's also unemployed, so.
Well, this was during the recession.
Yeah. Here we go. They're both wearing Zubaz. Neidhart's wearing some... What's his actual... Let's see. Kowalski!
Yes, there you go. And now we have the epic arm wrestling match routine. RJ Spencer and Kowalski.
Close-up biceps.
Again, RJ Brewer was trained by Killer Kowalski.
Killer Kowalski? What's going on here?
It's Steve Sanders' brother.
Yep. And there's everybody with bad accents.
Ooh.
Ooh.
He shows off his gross eye.
Ooh,
and
gross
Neidhart
eye.
Freaks out.
Gross eye. Which pretty much looks like he just drank one too many bottles of tequila is what his eye looks like. He's got a pupil, he's got an iris, but the white...
Oh, that's what happened. That's right.
What?
Kowalski sucker punched him during arm wrestling, and that's why his eyes all fucked up.
Oh.
I just remember now. I think they talked about it a little bit earlier.
Oh, so it wasn't really a Navy SEAL injury. It was some cheap bet on a beach.
Yep. And this is the highlight of RJ's life as he's surrounded by roided up wrestlers and hot 80s chicks.
Hot 80s, 90s chicks. And oh, she took off the suit. Now she's got a cute little... She has
wow,
nice
they
got
to impress him.
Pale sundress.
They got to impress RJ here.
All right. She's looking pretty swag. She's got a nice little outfit on there. Come on, baby cakes.
Fucking Mrs. Garrett is gross.
Well, she's also like 83 in this movie, so.
You're right in your wheelhouse.
She looked a lot better. She kind of lost it in the 60s. Right, Judy? Judy wasn't a big killer. Wasn't a big Charlotte Ray fan.
Charlotte Ray?
I mean, Charlotte Ray.
Sugar Ray?
Sugar Ray.
Back at the Pink Hotel now is Megan Whitaker and is slinking down the stairs. Curious now, she's just going to try and mac on RJ or she's going to tell him the truth? Oh, RJ's running late. To what? Has he got no money, no prospects, nothing else?
So they're working out some kind of deal. Oh, I think there's some kind of deal involving...
it's the money for the boat, for the marriage.
Yeah. Oh, so this is kind of underhanded. I thought this was more of like a army people blow things up. I got a bunch of saucy family drama here. Oh.
How much?
I didn't hear that. How much could it possibly be? Like $50,000? $100,000, probably?
Well, either way, she just offered to give him the money if he marries her.
Wait a minute. Oh, actually, you know, give him credit. The belt and the boots match. Yeah. That's pretty impressive.
That's the only outfit he has. RJ can't understand why she would want to marry him. And she admits, if she doesn't get married, she'll lose the hotel. And if he doesn't do it, he'll lose the boat.
Don't look so smug.
Why wouldn't they put Carol Alt in this role? She has the accent anyway.
Yeah, and she's better looking. Well, this girl's actually not that bad looking either.
Well, Brew's got to get the hotter, babe.
Well, because the good guy always gets the nice chick. That's usually what it is. Who's that? Looks like Vince Sr.
That's her dad.
That's her dad, who... Actually, no, it doesn't look like Vince Sr. I'd say he looks like Toots' mom, maybe? I should know. I hung out with him at the old Goldust Tavern. It's nothing more than a business arrangement. Do you understand that, JR? Nothing more.
Now, what would you do if you were in this situation, Scott? If you were RJ?
I'd do it in a heartbeat.
Would you?
Oh, yeah.
So if I found some whimsical British woman that owned a hotel right now, you'd marry her just to save your boat?
Absolutely. In a heartbeat.
Save your DVD collection?
It's either that or I lose all my DVDs.
What if you had to marry Matt Rotella to save his house and you get to save your DVD collection?
Well, then I guess he'd be living under a rock, and I'd be here watching your DVDs.
Apparently, RJ can afford a motorcycle. He's going green.
Uh-oh. Nope, there's Jack Tunney talking to the other guy again. Lord Alfred Hayes.
Does this guy just cover this hotel for this report? His news beat?
Yes. His office is in the hotel. Oh, this is like the Rocky IV scene. What is it? What is he driving? The Batmobile? Is that what that is? What does that say? What's it say on the gas tank?
It does look like something like that.
Yeah, he's got something on the gas tank. Why don't you sell the motorcycle then? Is he wearing chaps? Yes, oh, good is. God.
He has chaps over his jeans and good. His jean shirt. He's wearing a Canadian tuxedo with chaps over him.
And the chaps say bad to the bone on the butt.
Okay. Now he's coming to look at Thunder.
Longingly in its eyes. Yeah, sure. Just stand on the, in your boots. Just, you know, dent it. Nope, he's sitting there. We have the 90s music, kind of like the longing. Oh, I don't want to lose this boat.
I think this is like Stars and Stripes theme from WCW or something.
Where's Firebreaker Chip?
And Todd Champion.
He's looking at the boat longingly. And now we switch back to the Scuzzlebutt. I mean, Scuttlebutt. Scuzzlebutt with South Park. The Scuttlebutt. With the...
What are they drinking? Is that Coors Light?
No, that's Bud. It looks like Bud. It might be Lone Star. Oh, and here's Brew talking to you don't have the thing up anymore. I remember who, Carol and her bad accent. What's her name? Carolyn. What the heck's her name?
Kate LaRue.
Oh, Kate LaRue.
How do we forget that?
I gotta forget, yes.
Let's just call her Sugar Tits for now.
Yeah, yes, exactly. So, Brew's talking to Sugar Tits. I wouldn't mind calling her Sugar Tits. At least she's supposed to have them. I'm killing... Why is Brew killing his dream?
Well, he's talking about how RJ saved his life.
Come on, tell me a dream. Don't you love my hair? It'll never come true anyway, so... How could she go with this whole movie with this accent? It's terrible. I mean, yes, she did. She was married to a New York Ranger, but... Oh, really? She wants to go to Italy. I can arrange that.
Well, she's probably your age now, right?
Perhaps. Let's see. Born
1960.
60. She's
a little younger than you.
She's a little... quite a ways younger. Wow, look at that dye job.
So, she's what, 63 now?
She's, yeah. Oh, she wants it. She likes it rough.
It's right in Brew's wheelhouse, man.
Yeah, Brew's getting ensconced by her. I told you it was stupid. No, he's got.
No, let's go with this.
He can't stand much longer. Oh, my dream is to have awesome hair. Oh wait, I already do. No, I don't think the rat tail would work. He's got too much of a poof. It's very poofy.
Yeah, that's what would make it great. It'd be a nice dichotomy.
It'd be so poofy hair and then a useless rat tail at the back end? Oh, perhaps.
And RJ could yank on it.
Is that Steve Sanders in the back just kind of sitting there looking,
yeah,
looking out of the ocean?
Steve Sanders.
A lot of Steve Sanders shots here. You're telling me that during a movie with so many wrestlers in it that Terry Funk is not in this?
Right, man.
Very strange. He only does Patrick Swayze movies.
I see Charlie Norris in the background.
Would be the Sobe? Would be the Sobe? Just walking up and down the sand with it. Well, what about that girl sunning herself? She's on the other side of a sail. Is she getting any sun? Oh,
here we go. Hard. Is he going to accept or is he going to deny the offer?
He's looking in her eyes.
With his one eye. She's like, oh, this is the fucking weirdo I'm going to marry. And he's in. They want to go work out the details.
Work out the details.
She's giving her the ring that Charlotte Ray gave her, and she wants him to propose to her.
Oh, we have to do the whole dog and pony show here.
Gonna make it legit.
Oh, put it on her knees.
Here we go. RJ to his feet.
Mm-hmm.
With his creepy eye.
Everybody's looking.
The reporter's there as always, working his beat.
Yep. Jack Tunney. She kind of carries the English accent quite well.
Yeah, not bad.
Yeah, very nice.
Maybe it's real.
It's real. Maybe it is real. Does it say where she was born?
Took this bitch up. Who do we say it was?
Robin Weissman.
Felicity Waterman.
No, Felicity Waterman. Yeah, that sounds British. Oh yeah, she's born in England. Yeah, so it's real. Can you hit Carol Alt? I'm curious to see where she's from.
This.
Oh my God! Everybody's looking. Everybody's stunned.
Here
and
we
now
go.
They're making
RJ
out.
Plants one on her.
Carol Alt is from, she's from Long Island, so maybe it's not totally fake.
Yeah, I guess not. Jessica's very happy. Her mom's banging Hulk.
Yep.
RJ's going way over the top now.
Way over the top, because he's going to give her the electric chair.
Puts her up on her shoulder.
Look at that guy in the back. Is that, Wow, look at that.
That's Hercules right there.
That Paul Roma. That's Hercules right there. What's with that guy in the background that looks like Paul Roma?
Fucking Herc was... He was juiced to the gills, too. My lord.
But he's a combination of juiced and fat. That's bad.
He looked like he was about to legit just burst out of his skin. Jess is thrilled. She's about to have a dad.
Yep.
Here comes Herc and Beefcake.
Look at this faction. Boy, there's a lot of Nandrolone under that roof.
I thought Beefcake was the most juiced up guy in this.
Look at that guy. That guy's jacked, too. You think they were passing roids on set?
Brew just stole his beer.
Stole his beer. And he's the only one that's not on anything. Okay, now we have a scene from like a big, looks like an oil trawler. Oh.
And we have another great wrestler debut.
Oh, no.
Mr. Jorge Gonzalez.
Oh, my God.
Playing a Cuban giant who just lifts up huge pallets worth of machinery.
Machinery and
ammunition.
Yes. Who's that other guy? Looks like James Storm, the other guy.
So now we're basically a bunch of guys on the dock.
That guy looks like Dolph Lundgren.
Yeah, Gonzalez is just... Why do these guys have scarves around their neck? They have unbuttoned shirts and scarves
around their neck. Really want to know?
The fucking cast of A Chorus Line working on this fucking boat. With Giant Gonzalez. Yes,
Giant Gonzalez. Oh, God.
You know, making their way. So, obviously, there's something sinister
going on. Yeah, there's some type of smugglers of some sort of weapons and things like that.
We have sinister music.
Yeah, sinister music.
And a black chick.
Yep. Doing, who's that guy? Is that the guy that she's just with? Let's see. Nope, there's Sissy Boy there. Who's this guy? Oh, it's Flash Gordon.
Right here, Sam Jones.
Sam Jones, a.k.a. Flash Gordon.
David Kilmer.
That's a movie you need to watch, JR, back from 1980. It's got awesome music, and he played for the Jets in the movie. So,
was he the guy that was in Ted?
Wasn't
that Flash Gordon?
Take a look. Let's see.
No, maybe not. Who was the guy that liked in Ted? I thought it was Flash Gordon.
No, it wasn't Flash Gordon that was in Ted. But anyway, Sam Jones, evil drug and...
Here we go. Catch of the day.
Oh.
The picture of Jessica with the necklace. And now he's realizing the necklace is more than just...
Something that was swallowed by a shark.
Wow. Four strands of square brass beads. The key to a fortune.
Worth millions. Let's see, this is 1993, so he's almost...
It is,
almost...
yeah. It tells Sam Jones from Flash Gordon is attending a housewarming party at their house.
Yep, that's him. From Flash Gordon, their favorite childhood movie.
I thought it was him.
Yep. You should see the movie, JR. It's very good. It's really cheesy, early 80s sci-fi, graphics and production, but it's got an awesome soundtrack with Queen in it, and he played for the Jets.
That's right, that I knew.
So, everything right up your alley.
He's making out with this African-American chick.
Yep.
And now we flash back to the hotel here.
Yep. Is there a picture of who the girl is?
No, I can't. I didn't catch her name. Mariel? That's what I'm guessing it is.
So, his name was Brutus in the movie. Is that like the Tony Danza thing where he has to say...
Oh, right here. Sandra Thigpen.
Sandra Thigpen. Okay. She's true Jamaican, at least.
She's the Mentalist.
No.
Grey's Anatomy.
Well, there's the wedding. Up, oh, everybody.
So her name in this is Citra.
Citra. Okay. And now, best man and groomer are talking to each other in their incredibly bad tuxedos. Is that a camouflage tie?
Yes, it is. No, it's not camo. It's like Doink the Clown's tie. RJ thinks his eye may be getting a little bit better, but no, it's still fucking gross as shit.
Oh my God, it's disgusting.
All right, so Brew's in on the gig now. He knows what's going on. He sees why this is going on.
He knows what's going on.
So did Audrey say he's just going to dump her after they get the money?
I don't think they can do that. Well, maybe he's thinking that. I know. That's a great line. Hot kiss at the end of the wet fist. I like that.
Oh, community property. So he's saying, is she going to own part of the boat?
Oh, but does that mean he gets own part of the hotel? Whoa, hello.
Oh, that's the chick from before. It's your girl. She's all pissed off.
Oh my God, you're a tramp. Money? Megan Whittaker can give money. Oh no, what if the guy sees? Oh no, what if anybody sees this? Uh-oh, they're showing the door. Uh-oh. Oh wow, she's got like the hot bride robe on. Oh boy.
And she catches RJ.
Well, her bra's hanging out. Okay.
Catches RJ making out with this minx.
With this trollop, this Jezebel.
This whore.
Well, look at her. She's got, speaking of whore, look at Megan, though, has got like this little...
Well, they're definitely trying to make it seem legitimate that Hulk would be interested in depositing his man juice.
Yes, depositing the little Hulksters. Well, it's more like the little Hurricaners.
I think maybe after the scene, Scott, we'll do for a little break. We have about 45 minutes left in this beast.
Yes. You know what, JR? I hate to say this, but I think you're watching this movie so far is enticing me to maybe watch the series.
Yes.
I think I may have to watch the series.
I mean, if you take this for what it is, kind of a campy action TV show pilot, it's not that bad.
No, it can't be any worse than anything else that was on syndicated TV in the early 1990s. No, it really is.
I agree with that.
Could this be any... This is better than... This is actually worse than Baywatch?
No.
Baywatch was terrible. Come on. Thank God David Hasselhoff is ew. David Hasselhoff's not the partner in...
And I think Chris Lemon's pretty good.
I think he is too. I think he adds some kind of like legitimacy to it.
All right, so we're going to cut there. We're going to take a quick break.
Yes.
When we come back, we're going to finish this trip through paradise with Brew and RJ and the Whitaker family and Charlotte Ray and the rest.
Yes.
So I hope you're enjoying the first half of this. So we're going to refresh our beer. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
Because. Where's Natalie and Tootie?
Girls!
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
What I'd like to have right now...
Chad, do you ever feel that the world revolves around WWF?
I think you mean WWE there, Barf.
Yeah, whatever, but what about David Crockett?
She likes it!
Well, what about Jimmy Valiant?
I'm gonna get you all until I get you, Paul Jones. Ooh.
The Four Horsemen.
We are a family, and we are the best!
The Omni, the Dangerous Alliance.
Please welcome the newest members of the Dangerous Alliance, Arn Anderson and Larry Zbysko!
Jim Cornette and the Midnight Express.
The Fantastics are putting the U.S. Tag Team title on the line against the Midnight Express.
Main events with actual work rate in them.
Woo! 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 All right!
It's just not fair to Flair.
It's not fair for Flair.
If this is what you're looking for, please check out Where the Big Boys Play podcast, the only pure NWA and WCW supercard podcast out there.
While you were in Hollywood making movies, Thunder Lips, I was winning world titles.
So a guy from across the pond and a dude from the south, Where the Big Boys Play. It's a great podcast. Harv and Chad are awesome. Check them out. Also, check out WrestleChat.net, indeed where it's at. Great message board, plenty of topics to browse, the Still Real to Us podcast, and much, much more. Also, our message board, which is awesome, Bigelow34.proboards.com. It's where PTB really began. Written reviews and a boatload of them in PTB Nation. We have you to thank for that. Plus the territory wars, a whole lot more. If you want a one-touch spot for our show, you can head there. Also, head to Stitcher.com and the Stitcher app for all phones and tablets, and more details on that. Also, our good friend Graham Cawthon. historyofwwe.com, the best research site you will ever find. Also, another sponsor to the show, the Wrestling Forum, twfnews.com, their wrestling forum, a blog site, much, much more. The guys at TWF creating a wrestling media nation, many blogs, podcasts, and vodcasts. Yours could be included. They're the official forum of WrestleChat.net and the place to be. We've joined up as well. So check them out, find out what they're about at twfnews.com. Also, you can check out our show at GetThePointRadio.com, my good friend Mike. It's a great online radio station. If you're not in the mood for wrestling, but you want to listen to music, pop it on. He plays music all day long. But you can also check his archive on iTunes, and all of our shows are there as well. Big site.
Hey, this is Scott Hudson, and you're listening to the Place to Be podcast with Scott and Justin.
Fourth pack is back, goes on mass destruction. Guess who's see it, the bad boys are wrestling. In competition when the war does the mission, not no mercy, see the race like the street. If you don't know, you better find out the war pack. It'll prove a point, number one, just believe that you don't want to test it with them. I'll be there for them, coming to the ring with them, you never walk.
All right, Nation, we are back. We have a brand new Narragansett Summer Ale with us, mm-hmm. Tall Boys. Took a couple-minute break here. We stopped the tape. Scott, what are your thoughts so far of this?
I have to say, you're going to think I'm nuts. I think I may actually be enjoying this slightly more than I did Suburban Commando.
Oh, different. Suburban Commando was...
A real... You could, like, Suburban
they took Commando it more was, serious.
Yes, and Suburban Commando was produced as a real movie.
Yeah.
You could tell this was an extended TV episode, is what it was.
Yeah, and this fits the idea... Like, Suburban Commando was a bad feature film release.
Yes, it was. Yeah.
This was in line with a cable early 90s action comedy drama kind of movie.
Crap from between 89 and 95, yeah. Yeah, cool. Definitely.
All right, so let me grab the remote here. We'll get started with the put the movie back on.
Okay.
Well, 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 Mr. Crispolo, I see you decided to dive into my vintage vault of movie fairs after all.
El Guiante, first of all, it is a pleasure, as always, to have you. It's been so long, you don't come by very often.
I don't like you very much. Why would I come hang out?
It's a shit. It's for the show. I don't like you either.
I don't care. I don't see any funds or money from the show. Why would I come on here just to waste my time?
Well, why are you here right now? You're here right now because you were on
I'm
the
here because you summoned me here. Because, well, actually, I'm here because I have a very serious issues going on, Mr. Crispolo. My manservant, Matt Rotella, has disappeared.
Oh.
I don't know where he is. I woke up one morning and the window was open and he was gone. His size 52 man mom jeans were laying on the floor and his back brace, and he was missing. I don't know where he is.
Guiante, I have bad news for you.
Don't break my heart. Is he dead?
No, he's not dead.
Oh, this is even worse news. I wish he were dead.
He's working for Vince.
Who?
Vince
McMahon's?
Your ex-boss. Yeah, him. Yeah.
Why would he do this to me? There's so many retards out there that he could have hired. Why would he take mine?
I don't know, but he's in this... they're driving around this big limousine. He serves them drinks. He gets GPSs.
Who's going to drop my bitch sled?
I don't know. I don't know. I'll have to talk to him. Next time Vince is on...
Well, luckily, I've still been hitting the clubs. Mr. Jack Campbell's been getting my back and hanging out with me, him and his imaginary friend, Prince Devitz. And we've been trolling for bitches. We ran into Mr. Xavier's, and we just don't know what else to do, though. We're looking all over for Mr. Rotella. We went to his favorite subway stop. We cannot find him.
I heard that. What an evening you guys had. Any prospects for the future for you, Guiante? I heard it was very good picking.
Well, we're supposed to be making Thunder in Paradise the 4th. I'm still waiting on the call from Christopher Lemons. I don't know if it's going to happen. The studio keeps balking at the budget, but we're hoping we can get it done.
Speaking of, two things I need to ask you, Guiante, about this fine production. Number one, you're a bad guy. You don't like being a bad guy.
Have you finished the movie, Mr. Crispolo?
We have not got... we're about halfway through right now.
How can you judge if I'm good or the bad?
Well, you were loading weapons into a boat. I mean...
So? What is the U.S. Army loads?
Flash Gordon, though. That's pretty impressive.
The U.S. Army loads their weapons into boats.
And number two, Guiante, on a more important question. There was a treasure trove of fine delicacies on the beach. So it must have been a veritable playground for you to partake.
I took my giant fur man penis and inserted it into many of the women's. And, some of those... let's just say I borrowed a lot of anabolic steroids from Hercules during the filming of this movie.
He had some to give. It seems like he took all of them for this movie.
Here's one story I'll leave you with, Mr. Crispolo. I walked into Ray Fernandez's hotel room... And he was actually eating the steroids.
My God, oh, wow.
And consuming them like they were a hamburger.
Wow, that's impressive.
And then I went on to consume the fur burgers, Mr. Crispolo.
Oh, it was a huge amount of those.
All right, I'm out of here. I gotta go keep looking for Rotella. If you talk to Mr. McMahon, tell him he's on my hit list.
We will definitely do that.
Goodbye! Yeah.
So you've never actually been here when he's come in the room, have you?
No, and when did he say anything about getting paid? How long has he been on this show? You and I don't get paid. He wants to get paid? Please. And I don't know how this is going to go over with Vince. Taking his pet retard. Oh, boy.
Well, you know, what are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
Can't win them all.
Well, we must be looking forward to something because he said at the moment, Guiante's a bad guy. Just maybe things change?
Well, maybe he just thinks he's good.
Maybe he thinks he's good. All right.
We're back. Here's the limo. This is my big Vince limo.
Here's Vince going to pull in. They open the door, and there's Mark Claire right there at the door.
Here's Anthony Armento.
No, that's too nice a suit. Oh no! Oh, 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 there's what's his name?
Flash Gordon.
Flash Gordon Kilmer. Uh oh. What are they gonna rough up the 9-year-old kid?
Why not? Uh oh, hurricane warning. Now is that a real
hurricane or RJ Spencer?
RJ Spencer. Oh my god, look at the winds. This is crazy. Oh good lord.
Why did this get married inside?
God,
why
Mrs.
Even,
Garrett, what
why
are you
even
doing?
Mess with the hurricane?
Why are you screwing this up, Mrs. Garrett, with your medical heels?
Apparently she's the maid of honor, this 9-year-old woman.
Look, more Zubaz. Maybe Giante didn't get a proper set of Zubaz.
Jimmy Hart can do better music for this fucking movie than
know,
this
really.
MIDI crap.
And he's wearing the same outfit he wore when he managed Rhythm and Blues. Nice shirt, Brutus. I just realized, you know what this movie's missing? Knobs.
Yeah, what the hell is he?
What the hell's Knobs? Speaking of, we haven't seen one really legitimately good mullet in this movie either. Hogan's doesn't count. His is...
Beefcakes isn't bad.
I think that is camouflage. I think that is a camouflage tie.
It's a weird camouflage color.
Who's this guy? Is this the guy that married Billy and Chuck? Oh, wait, no, Eric that was Bischoff. Never mind. Why isn't he in this movie?
Well, he wasn't boys with Hogan.
That relationship hadn't really been cultivated yet. What's more important, losing the hotel or losing the boat? I'm curious.
Losing the hotel or the boat? Probably the hotel, right? I mean, the boat's not really a source of income for them.
No. Well, unless they keep doing these one-off, you know. Nope. All right. The priest looks nothing like Bischoff, so I can't really use
it. And his first name is Randolph.
I wonder if the J stands for Jeremiah.
Oh, he wants a piece of the hotel. He's negotiating right at the last moment.
Oh, wow. This is getting crazy. Pieces of the hotel over pieces of the boat.
Oh, she agrees. And he says, I do.
Look at this heat. Look at this faction. Hogan, Beefcake, Jimmy Hart, and Chris Lowe. So it's like the Super Mega Maniacs, not the Bruise there.
Uh-oh. Whitaker says the marriage is deception and fraud. He's going to reveal that it's not really, that they're not in love.
He's just doing that because he doesn't want to lose the hotel. Uh-oh.
Who's got the ring?
Come on, Brutus. Sweet mother of God.
Oh, Jimmy Hart had it in his piano key fucking...
In his piano key, in his gentry's jacket. Was Jimmy Hart fired too?
No, he left on his own, I think.
Oh, okay. Hogan with a blue do-rag.
And that's it. Hogan slips the ring. And says he the-weds. It's official.
Now they're making out.
They are married.
And the uncle thinks it's still a fraud, and in the background is Flash Gordon. But sweet sugar tits there is looking quite nice in her dress, I will say. Brutus, better be careful if you don't pop a blood vessel.
Do that, Brutus might blows die right his there. Nose and hands the dirty tissue to
don't
Brutus.
Blow your nose too far, you might lose your nose.
I'll tell you, Brutus got some good comedic timing.
Yeah, so there's
here we go, Citrus.
Oh, here's his Citrus. Gonna shake up the girl for the Do we have any Jamaican fans? I don't want to say anything bad.
Well, you already offended the Jewish people.
Yeah, that's
so
right. Offended the Jewish, yeah, you just got to offend one nationality per Hogan movie, so.
Citrus thinks her husband's going to be able to decipher what's on this necklace. She's messing with poor Jessica's head.
This is cruel. Cruel, I tell you.
That's an ominous shot.
That's an ominous low camera shot. Who's your little friend? I found her. Let's do something. A closer look as I rip it off you.
I'm looking all around to see who's watching. Says it's not worth much, but I'll give you $20.
Wow.
She shoots it down. Wants no part of that deal. She ain't no stupid bitch.
That's right. Wow, $100.
Breaks off a hundy. And her dad gave it to her. Of course, that's now RJ Hurricane.
Yes.
Oh, he's going to steal it now. Should have taken the money.
This is cruel. Uh-oh.
Hurricane sees him taking it off.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
And there they go. They steal it and run off.
That was low.
Quick, open the limo. Here comes Hurricane, ruining his wedding day.
Is this like when Elizabeth pulled Hogan out Savage was getting beat up by Honky?
Here we go. The chase is on.
God, he used to be a running back. God, he runs like a girl. Oh, look at that tackle. Oh, no.
And the beaded necklace is destroyed. They yanked on it, and it all goes into the sand. Now we got a fist fight going on between Flash and Jolter.
Flash and Jolter, yes.
And here he comes. Our boy Giante.
Wait, he's in the limo.
He unfolded out of the limo.
Maybe he's with Vince, too. What's going on here?
How did he even fit in that limo?
Oh, wow, that's crazy.
He wants to know why he stole the daughter's necklace.
Uh-oh.
Here we go. The match we never get to see.
That's right.
I'm surprised WCW to bring him in for a match.
Yeah. I know.
Now he's holding him up in a chokehold as
he's saying, give me back Rodella.
It's Ted Sarandis over here. He's trying to find all the
beads.
Gonzalez chokeslams Hogan.
Uh-oh.
Here comes Jess. All right. RJ now grabs a boogie board. Oh,
that was a terrible sell job there, Giante.
Well, it didn't even phase him.
That's true.
Look at Hogan having even go to the eyes in this fucking movie.
He's going to rake the back next?
Jessica's out now. She's getting involved. And Giante hoists up RJ. Okay, now everyone else is realizing what's going on. Brew's the busy getting busy.
Uh-oh. Is that some kind of a front suplex?
Giante just hoists RJ in the air and chucks him through some kind of shack that was built with paper boxes.
Yes. Some kind of storage facility.
I think that's the best mullet of the movie.
Yes. Giante, top mullet.
That was an awesome double take by Giante. Yes. Look at him run!
I didn't have to run any of my matches in WCW.
That was awesome. Now he folds back into the limo. Take another brother from Brew. Wait, we already saw him get in the limo. It's the second time.
Excellent editing job here.
And the necklace is scattered everywhere.
Yep, so that's the next mystery. What does the scattered necklace have to do with it? Oh, you know, now we're realizing, JR, that the pieces of the necklace have, like, lines and drawings on them or something.
Some sort of ancient map, maybe.
Maybe.
So now, whose house are we? Are we in the bungalow? Where are they going to
live? It looks like they're in the bungalow.
Where's this family going to live?
They're going to live
with Brew in the bungalow?
With Brew in the bungalow, yep. Brew's going to be like the extra person. Oh, one of the beads has the number 82 on it. So, ooh, look at that terrible outfit she's got on. We're married. Don't we live in the same house? She says they have to go. Oh, he's still making the...
Well, she said it's their wedding night. They should be standing it together. Why would they leave separately?
Ooh, she doesn't have the... Oh, more numbers. Very interesting.
It's definitely some sort of map.
Yep.
Yeah, those are longitude and latitudes.
Latitudes, maybe. Maybe some coordinates.
I mean, it's platitudes.
Maybe it's platitudes. Maybe it's beatitudes.
Beatitudes.
Beatitudes. Oh, he's smoking a cigar in front of her. That's not very healthy. Poor kid's been involved in every single type of...
He probably stole it from one of the Cubans.
Yes.
This is Whitaker. Spencer does not like the
smoke. She does not like the smoke.
Islands off Sarasota.
Sarasota. Oh, so you know who's got all the money? Savage.
Come down to Sarasota. I'll show you the map. Was it a requisite to be in this movie that you had to wear short shorts?
I know, really. Does everybody have to really just show more than they need to?
They found him.
Wow, that didn't take long.
Oh, when you live on in Miami, you're good at piecing together maps.
Yes, but there's plenty of islands. Oh my god, What do the numbers mean, though?
Here we go. Brew's got some... Brew figured out the mystery.
Yep.
There's a prisoner.
At San Quentin.
You could tell these two are starting to...
have a thing.
Have a match here.
Mm. Who was Gilmore?
Masterminded a $3 million robbery.
20 years ago. On a side note, JR, you know your boy Seinfeld's touring.
Yes, he is. He'll be in Foxwoods, I see now. August 3rd.
August 3rd.
So the guy was murdered.
What, the prison's crack shop? Is that what he said?
Necklace was never found.
Oh, she's looking under it.
Well, it's on a glass table.
Yes.
Hopefully Robert Gibson's not under there.
Yes.
There's a map on the other side.
Another map.
And they all crowd onto the glass table. Hogan's used to those glass ceilings.
That's right. And Chris Lemon's career hit it, too. Oh! How did Savage not be in this movie?
Well, were they on good terms in 93? I guess. Well not right away.
Unless the rumor's true that that's how Hogan got his black eye at WrestleMania. Oh, hello.
Oh, she owns 51% of the boat, so she's coming.
Yep. Pale in a bikini. I have to admit, JR, I really am perplexed. I thought this was more of a military blow things up movie, and it's more of like a kind of like a
rom com
beach hijinks.
It's a combo.
Churlish. Brew is my favorite guy in this movie.
He's officially awesome. There's a reason I've seen this 100 times, and they all came between 1993 and 1995.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure my sister and I watch this like once a week.
Always on TBS?
No, on this tape.
Oh, on this tape.
I think we like rented it and I copied it. And then eventually I found, I don't know if I got this online or if I found it at a video store.
Hmm.
So they leave Jessica behind with
Beefcake?
Cat LaRue.
Oh, she has her own Zubaz. Even the kid's got a Zubaz. Ooh, look at her. Is that Elizabeth?
I don't know, she's sculpting something.
Hmm. Mm. Wow, she's pot.
The kid? No, she's like 9.
No! Lash there. She's
sugar tits.
Sugar tits. Sweet, sweet sugar tits. She gets the two sweets because it really is. She has two different earrings on.
Well, she's cool.
Yeah.
She's out
well,
there.
Now this girl's what?
She's arty fartsy.
Now this girl's what? She'll be 30 next year. She's 29, so... I feel like Haley Mills in The Parent Trap, except that movie was good. I wish I was in that one.
Yeah, how come I had to be in this one instead? Should have been Lindsay Lohan.
Oh, shh. Here we go. Uh-oh. Is that... Guess who's back?
Deontay's back.
There he is. What, did he come out of the water?
No, he's not a bad-looking guy for a giant.
What, did he come out of the water? All of a sudden, he's just walking on the water with his steel-toed boots on.
I mean, why did these three dopes think it was a good idea to leave the kid behind, unprotected?
Yeah, where's Brutus? Where's Kowalski?
So they're speeding ahead, looking for Sarasota.
And they're telling him to slow down. Nope, they're both wearing their Navy SEAL hats. Man, they're zipping along through the water.
A lot of gratuitous shots of Megan Whitaker here.
Yes. Incredibly pale.
She definitely was. I mean, she could have borrowed some of Hogan's tan for this.
I know, really. She's got to be very careful or else she's going to get, like, skin rash or something.
I thought maybe she was wearing, like, tights at first.
I don't think anybody else could have been Brew better than Chris Lemon. I really
don't. No, he's damn good in this role.
Yeah.
Kind of looks like a younger Regis Philbin.
So how many episodes of the TV show were made? How many seasons?
One season.
How many episodes? Probably, like, what, 12?
100. No, 22.
Wow.
It ran from March...
With a couple of two-parters.
It ran from March 25th, 94 till November 27th, 94.
So that part, the two-parter opener, is that this movie in two pieces?
I think it was, yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, look. Look at episode four. See Quentin. Oh, maybe that Gilmore guy comes back.
We'll have to find out.
Yes. Strange Brew. See, even has an episode named after him.
Yeah, a few two-parters.
Look, Plunder in Paradise.
The pilot movie was originally released for home video. It was not broadcast on TV until the beginning of season one. And it was split later for syndication.
Is that Deadly Lessons?
Because now they re-aired all these because this used to air before Nitro.
Right.
Which wouldn't have been until 95.
Right.
So I think they re-aired the series in 95 leading up to Nitro.
Okay.
The two-part episode Sealed with a Kismet was combined and released as Thunder in Paradise 2. And the two-part episode Deadly Lessons was released as Thunder in Paradise 3.
Oh.
And they had a CDI interactive game.
Yes.
It's the only time in history that an actual TV episode was written and structured to serve as the basis for a video game.
Wow, that's impressive.
And now there's 19 Cubans into one fucking raft.
Is that D-Lo in the front?
I think it is.
It's a guy.
And these guys all pile out of the raft, and they've pulled up next to the Thunder boat on the island. Oh, here we go.
Oh, Kilmer's one of them.
Val Kilmer?
Val Kilmer, the head Cuban.
I lied. I don't think any of these guys are Cuban.
No.
Maybe that one guy.
It's got to be an ex-wrestler in one of these crews.
Fucking Lando Calrissian over here.
Billy D!
Now we're hunting on this island.
Yep. No, because half the family's home now kidnapped by the evil Giante. Oh, he's going to get back at me for calling him evil.
I'd like to hang out with Brew and these guys, this family. I wish there was a reality where they were all really family.
Yeah, and the boat was real and we could go on it and have adventures.
Hang out with the Scuttlebutt.
Hang out with the Scuttlebutt. Do live do Place to Be podcasts from the Scuttlebutt.
Interview the Anvil after his big arm wrestling match.
Kowalski interview Hercules on...
Do roids with Hercules.
On his health. So Hercules, how could you be a fat bastard and wrote it up at the same time? I'm stunned. He had a pretty big mullet. His mullet wasn't...
Herc?
Yeah, he was rocking the...
I think Giante's got the best one so far.
The Sterullet. Oh, big palm tree. And there's RJ with his big backpack. Oh, he's got his mountain climbing gear. How no one thought this could have gone more than one season. Terrible.
It should still be on today.
I think you should redo it.
Okay. No, you'll never find this great mix of talent.
No, that's quite true.
I don't know. Was Carol all in the TV show, though? I guess she was.
Yeah, I guess main cast. Were they together in the movie, in the show? Brew LaRue?
I don't remember, honestly.
That
would have
been great. If they didn't reverse and he took her name, she'd be... Right, he'd
so
be
Sam Jones is only in the pilot.
Okay.
It looks like the rest... Oh, actually, Megan Whitaker... Looks like Megan Whitaker's only in the first three episodes.
That's weird. It seems like the old guy, the evil uncle, is in it a lot.
And then they get a new Jessica for episode 4.
That's interesting.
So was there no other Whitaker in... On September 26, 2006, Lionsgate released a 3-disc Thunder in Paradise collection that had parts 1 and 2. Oh, so it had the three movies in one.
Yeah.
It was filmed in and around the Don Cesar Hotel in St. Petersburg, Florida in April 93.
What if it's still there?
The series is picked up for full season. They moved to Orlando.
All right, they're lifting up this big papier-mâché rock. Oh, I'm sorry, this rock. And look, there's a huge like trap door or trap entrance. Wow, Chris Lemon's huge, man.
He's awesome.
Well, well, well. Interesting. Uh-oh. But here comes Flash and the Cubans. Actually, no, there's a lot of white dudes there. That guy does look like James Storm, though.
They're lowering themselves into this
cavern.
Well, it's Brew, the Bags, Spence, and Whit Spence.
Whit Spence. Okay.
It's still going to bother me why Mrs. Whitaker was only in the first three episodes.
There's a guy named the Nighthawk that was a mercenary with two Ks. And Kiki Shepherd. And Jimmy Hart as Jam and Jimmy.
Yeah, see, they don't really mention what happens to the wife. It just says that Kelly LaRue manages the bar and watches Jessica whenever they go on missions.
Hmm. Kelly also serves as a romantic foil for Brew, who consistently fails miserably in his pursuit of her. Edward Whittaker, Jessica's uncle, owns the beach resort and makes semi-regular appearances in the series, primarily for comic relief. Wait a minute. Now I'm confused.
Why?
Well, how does he own it if... Well, maybe we shouldn't spoil it for those that have never seen. I'm probably the only one that's never seen.
Well, maybe it's in the series. I don't think it happens here.
So maybe there's no. Maybe he becomes a good guy in the end. Well, she's tangled.
Oh, maybe
in,
yeah.
Maybe she's tangled in. She's tangled in cobwebs, and now there's of course a big snake. Is it? Oh, it's too small to be Damien. How could Jake not have been on this? He'd have been an awesome bad guy. He'd have been an awesome Kilmer. I could. You know what? We have to recast this and just put. Maybe we could recast it with PTB Nation members. What do you think?
They're not worth the time. So what do you think is going to happen here, Scott? Are they going to find this treasure?
I think
you think it's going to be actual treasure or one of those things where it's like...
Where it's like a, you know, ha-ha or something?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I'm curious. Well, there's this lake. Which is not a lake. It's more like a spring or something.
A lagoon.
Now they're looking through more rocks made of papier-mâché, of course. Yeah, the rock should be... Oh, wait a minute. Oh, looks like a package wrapped in rope.
Could that be it?
Bingo. Ho-ho-ho! How can I politic my way to get this? How can I leave these two in the dust? You guys stay in the mid-card. But of course, you know, this seems easy, but of course it is not.
There we go. They drag it out.
We got to see what's inside. Well, JR knows what's inside of it. I do not. I'm breathlessly anticipating this. Come on, Brew. Open it up. Wow.
Wow, he busts open this metal rod with a fucking knife.
Yeah, Jesus. It's waterproof. He wrapped it in rafts to keep it waterproof. Very ingenious by the Gimpster.
And what is it?
It looks like some kind of dual boxes. Oh, no, those are just pieces of wood or something.
No, I think they're boxes.
Oh, those are the three boxes. Okay.
Four?
Four boxes. Brew wants to say. Brew is really excited.
Holy cow. It's all kinds of gold coins and necklaces.
Coins, necklaces, jewelry. Jewels.
The problems are solved, Scott. We're going to buy the hotel, buy the boat, get divorced, and move on.
Get divorced, move on. But no!
Gunfire. Flash Gordon wants them to drop the weapons.
Weapons, but they're holding guns.
And they finally give in. They know they're outnumbered.
Well, he's got like a revolver.
Flash Gordon's giving a hell of a performance in this, too.
Yes, he's impressive.
Put all your weapons in the dirt. Stand up! He definitely took the role of over-the-top eccentric heel very well.
Yes.
This bitch, Megan, tells him to
do something.
He tells him to take her with him. They've got the daughter.
The maid of honor with the evil Giante.
Oh.
Ouch. He says he'll rip his heart off through his throat.
What do you think he ranks next to General Suter as far as...
I don't know. Suter is... I don't know. Suter was only in, what, the first 10 minutes and the last 15 minutes.
But he was a force when he was on.
Yes, he was. But, however, this guy's... I mean, Kilmer's pretty badass, I gotta say. And he's got Giante as his muscle,
he's still screaming into this cave. Bruce forced to give up the boat to save Megan's life.
This is ending very badly. I'm very sad. Please, do something.
There's nothing they can do. They're stuck in this cavern.
No! Maybe Giante will have a change of heart and he'll start sculpting. What was that? Sounds like Rotella talking.
Here we go. The bag's packed up with the money, the jewels, the keys, the guns. going to seal the hole back up.
They're going to kill them.
Oh, great line. He says, it's just like your wedding vows, till death do us part. And they seal the hole.
Shut.
And now they're trapped under this massive rock that Brew and Hogan moved on their own. It took nine other guys to do it.
Yes, that's why they're awesome. Uh-oh. Looks like Brew's coming up with a new idea. See, he didn't give up immediately.
Well, he says they're not getting out the way they got in, that's for sure.
Yep.
RJ vows they'll get Jess back.
They'll get Jess back. Here they come. Kilmer looking awesome as always.
Are they really going to steal Thunder? I don't think our friends are going to be needing their boat no more.
Maybe they'll blow it up. That guy looks like RVD, actually.
I wonder how they got there on that little fucking raft.
I know. He's drinking the water. Drinking the water.
Oh, he's testing it. Salt water. And that means it leads out to the ocean.
That's right.
And of course, they can't start the boat.
Oh.
They need identification code or authorized personnel.
Uh-oh.
You have 20 seconds to enter the ID code or get out.
Self-destruct. Maybe. Keeps trying. Now they're just flipping random switches.
10
Kilmer's
seconds.
Not thrilled.
It's going to happen. Oh, they're all getting electrocuted.
They all got electrocuted. Zapped.
Thunder's the best boat ever.
It is the best boat ever. We definitely need one.
Bank of America doesn't know what they're getting.
Nope.
Billy Dee is looking on.
Billy Dee. Actually, he looks more like Savio Vega. He's actually wearing the exact outfit, the red tank top, and looks exactly like him.
Well, if he sings the Bariquas theme, we'll be all set.
Yes.
Let's go. I love this guy's fucking mannerisms.
Yes.
We're going to tow it to a line and get it out of here.
Let's go.
Oh,
what are you doing?
RJ Spencer now in little tight Speedos.
Oiling himself. Oh, no. Glow sticks. Thought he was oiling himself or something.
All right. So what's happening is RJ Spencer is going to tow the string. He's oxygenating his blood. Oxygenating.
Whatever. Oxygenating, yes.
His blood with these glow sticks somehow.
In his little Speedo.
He's going to find his way out to the ocean. Yeah, see you later.
There he goes. Oh my god, look how bright it is now.
Wait, so how is he doing his blood? Was that, he was just breathing in?
Yes. Oh, there's a hole.
I thought the glow sticks were giving him the oxygen.
That's what I thought, too. Okay, so now RJ is swimming. Only time that Hogan will allow anyone to see his bald head. Because if he tries to swim with a do-rag on, that's not going to end well.
This is, like Donkey Kong country or something.
Yes. Surprised Hogan's not swimming with knee braces on. Nope, still swimming in the dark through the caverns.
He's navigating his way through. He's tugging the string along.
Yep. Holding his breath. It's got to be a couple of minutes now. Very impressive.
Well, that's what happens when you oxygenate.
That's what happens, yeah.
All you do is take four deep breaths and you're good to go.
And you're all good to go, yeah. It's like having gills. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. It's a lot of bubbles there. Relax, RJ. It's all good. You still got the line.
No. Nope.
Oh, no. The line's going to snap. Right now, the line is rubbing against a rock.
That wasn't a rock.
This is no cave. Oh, wait. Wrong movie. He's looking around. Still wondering where.
He's part whale, apparently.
He's part whale, as Brew the Great is looking at his watch.
This is, you can really see the difference in the dark eyebrows and blonde dye job.
Yes.
Hair and mustache at this point.
Yes, exactly. as the salt water.
Now, Scott, if you were a TV executive and you saw this pilot, would you have
absolutely
picked this up?
Of course I would have.
And uh-oh, the string has broken. And now we're really in trouble.
Yep.
How quickly would you have greenlit it?
I gotta be honest, I probably would have had less wrestlers and tried to get some more, like, legit actors on
You think
here.
So?
Yeah. Well, I mean, on the other hand, it's not like they were major roles. I would keep Kilmer as, like, a recurring bad guy, though. Easily.
So he found his way out, but now he's not gonna be able to find his way back.
Suddenly he realizes, where's my string?
Well, maybe you should have paid attention to where you were going.
Now he's like, oh my god, now I'm just in random crevices. I have no idea where to go.
How would you have rated this movie if he just died under the water and that's how they ended it?
Very sad, because then... well, she would have been a widow. Maybe she would have kept the hotel anyway.
And the boat.
And the boat.
And is he going to make it? Yes, he makes it. Just before Brew actually has to do anything, he makes it back up.
Ugh.
I like how Brew is getting down on his undies, too.
Ugh. He's kind of in good shape. Not nearly, of course, as good as Hogan, but...
He's got to reoxygenate.
Now, Brew is making new, oh no, look at this. Everyone's reoxygenating.
You teach her how to deep breathe.
She's in a nice little, bikini.
Here we go.
Piece of cake.
Three deep breaths, they're going to oxygenate, and then swim for 20 minutes underwater without breathing again.
And there they go.
So why are they using the raft? I'm missing this part.
I didn't see why they were using the raft. For her, maybe?
No, she's on her own.
Oh, she's on her own. Not sure.
Maybe they're using it to, when they get out into the ocean?
Yes, that works.
Anytime I get to watch Brew swim in Speedos, it's the movie's an A+.
Of course.
Oh, it's for her to go under and breathe?
Oh, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, because she can't oxygenate as well, so.
These guys are so smart.
They are. And I'll tell you something, you know, for a movie that may not have had much of a budget, this underwater scene's not really that bad.
No.
No, the camera angles are good. It's very bright.
I mean, outside of that stock footage in the first
chase,
yeah. It hasn't been bad other than that.
No, the, that crappy missile behind the screen, yeah, that was terrible. But other than that, this hasn't been too bad in terms of quality. Now, let me ask you this, JR. Do you feel the ensemble cast around Hogan in this one is better than the one in Suburban Commando? Or is it apples and oranges?
Yeah, that's a tough one. He's in Christopher Lloyd, Shelley Duvall, mm-hmm. Larry Miller, Undertaker.
Yeah.
There's a lot of good...
Wow, so you have a major match from WrestleMania 9 in two movies.
That's right.
Taker in one and Giante in the other.
So now
she's
Megan is like passed out.
Yeah, she's struggling now. And you can't blame her. I mean, she's not used to
this. She's done her best.
Maybe this is a... Oh, we see the top, though.
You made it.
Oh, do we really need a close-up of... close-up of Bruce Speedo's? Yes, his loin.
And somehow they found their way up to the bottom of the boat.
Right at the bottom of the boat.
The fuck?
This is so impressive.
Yeah, I'm okay, Chris.
I'm crying.
Oh, okay, so they went into, I thought they went into the other boat.
No, they went into the Thunder.
Okay.
Just stay
Spencer's
here.
Spencer's going to get them on the other boat. This guy doesn't even get a fucking break.
Yeah, get Thunder ready to breathe fire.
What's he doing? Oh, he's putting makeup on.
I'm going to dress like the Ultimate Warrior.
Psychological warfare. He's going to put eye black on.
Yep.
And hand black. And
black. Hair black. Wow.
He's like fucking great Muda.
He does look like Muda.
All right, now this is the big climax here where he infiltrates the Great Kilmer's boat and puts him in a sleeper.
He uses a sleeper to charge.
Uses a sleeper hold.
This random first guy in a fucking flannel.
That's like beating a jobber. There we go. Is this like a gauntlet match?
I hope we get more random 80s submission holds.
Yes.
Oh, he's got him in a Boston Crab!
That would be awesome. I need a body. So we need to, that's the best part. That really is the one entertaining thing about...
And now he's using the Tongan death grip.
The Tongan death grip.
And he throws this guy in the water.
How is Haku not in this movie? Another guy would have definitely added.
Mm.
Could have stuck Haku in here somewhere.
First you want no wrestlers, now you want more wrestlers.
No, I definitely need more wrestlers. Sorry, I apologize. No, I'm definitely. No doubt about it, more wrestlers. But in the roles that they don't have to talk or anything, or actually act, you know, act or anything. Just be like henchmen. What I was saying was, you need more actors for legit acting, and then we need more wrestlers just because it looks cool to have henchmen as wrestlers. Or wrestlers as henchmen. Uh-oh. Is this Al Snow? Look like it from the background.
Shinobi? He's doing all kinds of crazy martial arts shit, and RJ just staring at him like, what is this crap, kid?
It's kind of like Raiders of the Lost Ark, where the guy's whipping the sword, and then Indy pulls out the gun and shoots him. Yep.
Instead, we get a fake way missed punch.
Way missed, yeah. It was like a diesel punch from 95. You know what I love? I love that he put the black around his hairline.
There it is! The match we've been waiting for, the rematch.
There it is.
Giante chucks a big barrel onto RJ.
And now he's going to wield an axe.
Jesus.
Wow.
It's a mean streak we've never seen. Well, when you steal his Rotella, he gets mad.
Exactly. Look at this, huh? Oh, big backhand.
He's choking him with a chain. He's fucking vicious.
Wow, the work rate in this is better than the one at SummerSlam 93. Look at this. These two should have had an incredible feud.
RJ's just getting the shit kicked out of him by this.
Of course, RJ sells more for Giante than Hogan would have in a regular match, but that's okay.
I can watch Giante run and stumble around all day.
Yes.
Wielding weapons.
Ooh, look at that kick. Mullet versus mullet right here. Ooh.
Giante takes a shot by this metal hammer. A
hammer or rod or something, yeah. Uh-oh. Bar chair. Right in the face. Ugh. Now RJ's walloping him with punches.
It's maybe the end of Giante, I fear.
Uh-oh. Shot to the gut.
Double axe to the face, and he goes crashing down to the bottom of the boat.
Knocked a hole.
Sarandis is stunned that they're there.
And there's Savio with the gun.
RJ asked us to let everyone go. He got the necklace.
I love the little juke he does there.
Yeah.
He's the greatest movie villain ever.
It's time to feed the sharks! I'm going to have to isolate some clips from this and use them on the show.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, and now he's chained up to a giant wrench.
Yeah, which is probably made of plastic.
RJ says he doesn't care.
RJ's eye looks like it's healed.
Yeah. Well, he said it was getting better.
Mm.
He says, let them go. Kill me. I don't care.
Got Johnny Rods over here with the machine gun.
Where the fuck is Brew?
I don't know.
And Jessica.
Got Brian Bosworth here.
And there he goes, all chained up to a wrench and going... Brew and Megan see this happening on the screen.
He's got a little scuba stuff on.
That was a good evil laugh.
Throw them all in.
I'm going to chain them all up.
I don't know. You've never told me about how awesome this Kilmer character is. It's incredible.
Well, you look at things differently when you're 12 and watching
That's
this.
That's true. You were probably very anti-Kilmer at the time.
Now they've tied up Kat and Jess's hands, and they throw them in the water, too. No, Brew is not happy!
Brew has reached his limit now.
He's got the eye of the Jew.
That's right.
Wow, they chained this
chained the girl up!
Fucking 9-year-old.
Kilmer, you're vicious! What did you get for killing my Giante?
RJ's gonna bust through the chains! She seems pretty calm.
Yeah, she does seem pretty calm for your daughter drowning.
RJ's literally ripped these chains. I mean, does chains get softer in water?
Well, then maybe they're rusty, or...
And now Brew has given RJ an oxygen tank.
A little oxygen tank, and it's time to get down to business.
Why don't you give the chick the oxygen tank?
Maybe he'll ask, ask me out, and then maybe I'll give it to you.
Yeah. This is the last thing you put in your mouth, lady.
Yes. Wait till our honeymoon.
And they are saved. And all reunited in the Hall of the Thunder.
Obviously, her father was American, because she doesn't have the accent.
Very true. So. No, or she was born in America.
Maybe.
She had breakfast in America with Supertramp.
Breakfast in America with Supertramp. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Super Sugar Tits is not doing well.
Brew wanted to give mouth-to-mouth, but she refuses it.
Oh.
And then she plants one on him anyway.
But then she gets her own mouth-to-mouth.
Thanks, Brew. The Brew Baker.
The Brew Baker.
Strap him in and strap him on. Now Brew plants another one on her.
And now she's wet.
From the water.
From the water. Except during the honeymoon. Wow. Kilmer's getting all excited. Guys got their guns. And the weapons. And the money. No problema, brother.
So they're planning
his own show.
They're planning on just kicking it into hyper gear and busting off, and they did. They pulled free. And Kilmer realizes what's up as Thunder flies away.
Who's in the boat?
There's some great overacting in this.
There is incredible overacting and awesome... Bring a Stinger missile and blow him off the planet.
You guys need to watch this just for Kilmer.
Yes, we are going to now have PTB Kilmer-isms now from this point forward.
And blow him off the planet.
Look at that thing. Wow.
Where do you get all these fucking weapons?
Jesus, I must work with the Cubans.
Here we go, we're going to blow this weapon-grade missile... Yeah.
Okay.
That was terrible.
That was terrible.
Close up.
Random plastic thing in front of screen.
Full thrust commitment.
Well, let's see if it works this time. Malfunction. Not again.
Come on, Brew. You're supposed to fix this shit. You got the injection of cash.
Yeah.
And now he kicks it, and it works.
How about that? See? A little extra juice there.
And will it miss the missile?
Stinger's gaining on him. It's getting closer.
Oh, it's all a ploy by RJ.
What goes around comes around. They're turning around the boat.
And they're leading the missile right back into the big boat.
Oh, boy. I mean, that's kind of a common thing. I'm surprised these idiots didn't think of that, though.
Well, they're on, you know.
Oh, yeah. I'm overthinking it, of course.
I like that random seagull flying by.
Well, it's about to be toasted seagull any minute now. Look at that thunder pushing along.
And Kilmer and his boys abandoned ship. RJ is just flying thunder right, about to go right into the boat.
Yep.
I wish they just did without the close-up of the missile. I feel like we could have done that.
Yeah, because it's just making it look really very cheesy. Uh-oh.
And thunders.
Quick turn, there's the missile.
Boom.
Boom.
Blows up the cargo rig.
You could tell that explosives have been charged because they're now just doing this down the line.
Yeah, that's all right.
That's all right. At least it's blowing up. Oh, there are fireworks.
What about the treasure, though?
I wonder if the bag... is going to be blown whole and hits the boat, because that seems to be their luck in this movie.
And he tells Brew, And he tells Brew, call the Coast Guard to get these barracuda out of the water. Brew asks about the treasure, and RJ says, you know what? There's always another day in paradise.
What a happy ending. Oh, now they're... Oh, look at this. Oh, boy.
We're back in the hotel. The candles are lit.
Candles are lit.
And we're consummating the marriage.
RJ's sitting there. He's got the... Oh, puts on the...
Eight-track.
Sanyo stereo. I'm trying not to look so pale.
So I guess that one trip solidified things.
Yes.
This two-day whirlwind marriage is no longer just a business arrangement.
And here he is, and oh, wow. And he pops the champagne, the usual cheesy joke, as she walks out in her little onesie lingerie. They were incredible with each other.
You tell me that it's the... Today. Like, all that just happened in one day.
Yeah, in like six hours that all happened.
They didn't go back and just fucking pass the fuck out after that.
Yes. No, no. They had just enough energy for this. Oh. Oh my god. She looked, that was bad. She was like looking off somewhere else.
I would be too.
You think Linda watched this and thought it was legitimate infidelity?
Probably.
Yeah.
Well, it's just that probably. All right. Apparently, there's a camera. So, this is his original sex tape. And now, Whitaker. Oh, they know the device is there. Whitaker and the reporter are watching to see if. Oh, so, okay. I think now we realize they're faking it. And now she said fake it.
Okay. So, it was all a ruse.
It's to trick the uncle.
Meanwhile,
Brew and Charlotte Ray are in the pool.
Brew, Charlotte Ray, and Super Super Sugar Tits are all in the
hot tub. Brew asks Lola to leave him and LaRue alone.
Alone?
Oh, poor Brew.
I guess not.
They're stuck on a Brew Balls.
Brew Balls. Maybe Miss Garrett wants to be alone with the big Brew.
Oh, ho, 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 ho.
Oh.
She saved Brew your, ever win.
He saved your life. Jesus. Ungrateful bitch. Yeah, he wants some gratitude.
Yet she blames him for giving the necklace.
Oh, my God. Ungrateful.
And they're hamming it up for the camera.
Hamming it up for the camera.
Hogan's original sex tape.
Yep. Well, if this is it, I wouldn't pay 10 cents for it. Michael Vincent might have paid $5,000 for it, though.
And old man Whitaker has seen enough.
He's pissed. And there's the credits. So definitely treated like, or not the credits, but they come up on the screen. Definitely treated like a TV show. And there...
You haven't lived until you've seen Hulk Hogan fake having sex.
Oh, his name was Terremoto.
Who?
Giante.
Oh.
His name was Terremoto.
Terremasus.
Ray Hercules Fernandez.
Rusty Myers.
Yep, there's the great music.
Louis Stowe. All right, so that'll wrap up our review here of Thunder in Paradise. Hope you enjoyed this little trip through cinematic history.
Yes.
We'll be back Monday night. Kevin Kelly will be on the house. We'll be breaking down 1999. And then we'll be back Wednesday with headlines previewing Extreme Rules. And, all the usual fare there. So I hope you enjoyed this bonus episode, PTB Nation. That is Scott Griscolo. I'm Justin Rosero. We are out. Because, Scott, there's always another day in paradise.
Get well, JL.